you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
When American soldiers set out beneath the dark skies over the English Channel in the early hours of D-Day 1944, they were just young men of 18 and 19 hurtling on fragile landing craft toward the most momentous battle in the history of war. They did not know if they would survive the hour. They did not know if they would grow old. But they knew that America had to prevail. Their cause was this nation and generations yet unborn. Why did they do it? They did it for America. They did it for us. Everything that has come since our triumph over communism, our giant leaps of science and discovery, our unrivaled progress towards equality and justice, all of it is possible thanks to the blood and tears and courage and vision of the Americans who came before. Think of this Capitol. Think of this very chamber where lawmakers before you voted to end slavery, to build the railroads and the highways, and defeat fascism, to secure civil rights, and to face down evil empires. Here tonight, we have legislators from across this magnificent republic. You have come from the rocky shores of Maine and the volcanic peaks of Hawaii, from the snowy woods of Wisconsin and the red deserts of Arizona, from the green farms of Kentucky and the golden beaches of California. Together, we represent the most extraordinary nation in all of history. What will we do with this moment? How will we be remembered? I ask the men and women of this Congress, look at the opportunities before us. Our most thrilling achievements are still ahead. Our most exciting journeys still await. Our biggest victories are still to come. We have not yet begun to dream. We must choose whether we are defined by our differences or whether we dare to transcend them. We must choose whether we squander our great inheritance or whether we proudly declare that we are Americans. We do the incredible. We defy the impossible. We conquer the unknown. This is the time to reignite the American imagination. This is the time to search for the tallest summit and set our sights on the brightest star. This is the time to rekindle the bonds of love and loyalty and memory that link us together as citizens, as neighbors, as patriots. This is our future, our fate.
Very powerful. We're going to come back.
Our choice to make.
We'll play a lot more of this today on this Wednesday, February 6, 2019, Global Transmission. I'm Alex Jones.
tomorrow's news today.
It's Wednesday, February 6, 2019. And I am very, very reflective this morning, this afternoon, about what we're facing. And the fact that everybody at a core, deep down level who's got any connection to God or any connection to reality understands that we are facing a demonic invasion. Call it demonic, call it space aliens, call it whatever you want. There are fingerprints, there are desires, there are hungers that aren't human that are manifesting themselves throughout civilization and that are attempting to basically take over our world and destroy our children, our health, our psyches, our very souls. Call it what you want. But when you study the globalists and you study what they're really into, they're all heavily into the occult. And they believe that entities from another dimension are giving them divine power. That's the New World Order religion. And you're like, well, that's exactly what the Bible says. And everything in the Bible and Revelation is now unfolding. And Revelation says in the last days there will literally be demons running around in people possessed en masse. And I come in here and I look at the news and I'm not digging for stuff like this. And it's incredible. And I see it on the street in Austin. And I hear about it from friends and family in other cities and other areas where there is a hunger of the left, the left-hand path. That's Satanism. They're not liberals. They're the left. They're the Satan party. And now all over national news, they have the Church of Satan, Temple of Satan, all these groups on going, we fear the Christians, and they have to be dealt with, and they have to be banned. And the news is like, thank you, Church of Satan. You're right. Thank you for protecting the children. And then their statue that they put up in public is Baphomet with the two children looking up to Baphomet. Oh, Baphomet. Think about how Trump, in last night's speech, I want to play this over and over again. We got a big list here, but can you guys cue it up? We talked about a doctor executing a baby and how the blackface and all that's bad enough. But what about killing babies after they're born? And Trump says, why do we even need a law? That's already illegal. And that's the point, is it's the way they're saying the government shouldn't be involved. We're going to let the doctors decide, the medical facilities. It's all about organs. So that's the next piece, is the organs. And he's an organ harvesting doctor. I knew he was a pediatrician and a surgeon on children, but I looked deeper. He's involved in the organ racket. I knew it. And when Trump said that, I was fascinated this morning. I spent like an hour looking for different angles, C-SPAN, ABC, they're all different. The Democrats were shaking their heads and angry with him when he said, you shouldn't kill a baby after it's born. You shouldn't execute it. He used the proper term. The president did. So see, that's the thing here, is that then Trump starts talking about all the women they've saved from sex slavery and all the children and the massive arrests being way up and the convictions, and they're all shaking their heads again and angry. And because let me tell you something, folks, I live in Texas where the Democrats have almost taken over. The average Texan's walking around going, you'll never get control of Texas. Bull. They'll get control, just like California. You better wake up. 2 minutes to midnight here. And I've got all these clips of Democrats angry and shaking their head and staring at Trump with hate. Because, folks, let me explain something to you. Beto O'Rourke brags that we're getting thousands in from caravans a day. While on national news, he says there's no such thing as a caravan. This is military operations we're up against. Where you lie to your enemy, the people, you tell your own operatives, we're getting 2,000 a day in just in my sector. This is an army of evil. And the Democrats skim money off the illegal aliens. They're the permanent underclass. They've caught them all over Texas with city council members, families running dungeons with chained up people inside of them because they didn't pay all the money they were supposed to get smuggled up here. These are hardcore criminals. So when you sit there and you see Cortez and all these people pissed, shaking their heads and angry, and Kamala Harris shakes her head at Trump talking about combating cartels and human traffickers, that's because this is a mafia, folks. America's got cancer. These people are cancer. These are dirtbag crooks, man. They run rackets. MS-13, Mexican Mafia, is their enforcement arm. Democrats pull hits all the time in major cities. They kill people. What, you just think gangsters are only Italian? The Italian Mafia got pushed out from its quasi-dominant path in the 50s because they wouldn't be involved in pedophilia. That's why the Italian Mafia got minimized. The real Mafia, ladies and gentlemen, is the scum you see on those dioceses. And the dirtier Italian Mafia, that's what Pelosi comes from, joined with evil. That's who these people are. And so Gavin McGinnis has now discovered that in the Canadian trans kids program, they're teaching the kids about serial killers and how cool they are. You're like, oh, that's just one more piece. Like the Amazing Desmond. The Amazing Desmond. Or Desmond is amazing. Talking about taking ketamine and drugs and sex parties, and he dances on stage for men. And it's all in your face. You understand? That's what it is. So when you sign on to Hollywood, you sign on to any of it. That's who you're with now. So let's play the president standing up against killing babies after they're born. Wow. And we can't even get everybody to agree to that. Here it is.
There could be no greater contrast to the beautiful image of a mother holding her infant child than the chilling displays our nation saw in recent days. Lawmakers in New York cheered with delight upon the passage of legislation that would allow a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb moments from birth. These are living, feeling, beautiful babies who will never get the chance to share their love and their dreams with the world. And then we had the case of the governor of Virginia, where he stated he would execute a baby after birth to defend the dignity of every person. I am asking Congress to pass legislation to prohibit the late-term abortion of children who can feel pain in the mother's womb.
Yeah, we're facing devil worshipers. Period. And these entities want children. Period. That's what this is. They're harvesting our children in front of us. from the front lines of the information war.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
You know, I missed Joe Rogan's phone call last night. Had my phone off. But I really am so disgusted, I don't know if I would have taken the call if I knew he called. Nevertheless, Joe will be on with us at the bottom of the next hour live. Joe Rogan. So I guess we'll take his call live here on air. Unlike the fact that he never lets me defend myself on his podcast. So Joe Rogan will be on bottom of the next hour. And of course, satire starts with an S. I'll leave it at that. Now, let's get serious. I am not just sure. I am absolutely 100% dead accurate on everything the Bible said is true. And it's all right in front of us. And it's crazy. This is a freaking space invasion, people. We're on a planet out in space. The globalists are a bunch of devil worshipers. They want our children's essence. And they want our souls. They want our minds. And if you just look at the genetic engineering and everything going on, we're in the middle of a takeover, of a revolution. And the people involved in it are unified and focused and organized and know exactly what they're doing. It's formulaic. It's unity of purpose. It's strategic. And it's directed. And I knew God was real. And I knew all this was real before. Because of experiences and sixth sense and things I grew up seeing and all of it. But when I went to a city fully under alien control, like San Francisco or Seattle, that's a couple of their main bases, as you know, their main breakthrough points, they breached and they've got pretty much the whole city under their control. Demons, whatever it is that Zimmerman is not a cowardly guy. But he stopped wanting to go outside with me after about 2 days. We were there for 6 days in Seattle particularly because he saw it. He saw it where we would round one corner and it was like Agent Smith in the Matrix. The elites telling you all this would just jump into person after person. And it was like people were saying incredibly evil, horrible things to me as I would round a corner. The next person would finish the sentence and do it in a demonic voice. I mean, we've played a lot of these videos. And people see at the State House where they're trying to pass a pro-life deal and women just chain reactions start going, "Hail Satan, I want babies, I want blood, hail Satan, hail Satan." Women in business suits just, it wasn't even organized. They all just, like the spirit of Satan just came down upon them. Or you go to a pro-life demonstration and the Antifa shows up and they've got devil tattoos. They're saying, "I kill my kid. I love Satan." And it's getting worse. It's like all over. Whether you believe demons are real or whatever this is, or it's like some avatar jacking into them, these people are into this. This is happening everywhere. This is who they are. And they know that we have morals and moral superiority in the moral high ground. So they're always telling us that we're bad and we're scum and we're stupid. And that we morally are doing bad things because they know that's how they get to us. They have no morals except whatever they want to do. In fact, we'll play an intro from the show a few years ago, just a few clips of the devil worshiping. But the reason I say that is when you understand that what we're facing are a bunch of people that aren't playing like they're vampires. Folks, they've got big circles around their eyes. They have got zombie looks in their face. They're drooling. You're literally battling the forces of hell. It's real. It's real. And that's why every culture's been obsessed with it. And everyone knows it. And you've got a bunch of weak people that think evil's powerful, so they go join with it, kind of like mass Stockholm syndrome. So I want to open the phones up about this issue, and also want to open the phones up about the State of the Union, what you thought the best parts of it were, the best moments, and the worst moments. Those three topics. Revelation is now becoming manifest. Mark of the Beast, world government. Jack Dorsey. I just tune in to Joe Rogan, and he's pushing a new global one-world government currency run by Jack Dorsey and Twitter, moderated by all their people like they did with the Bitcoin wars, all that censorship. By the way, I forgot to tell you guys, just type in Joe Rogan Bitcoin. And there's a bunch of big articles by folks pointing out that it's insider trading, just like I told you, very unethical. And one of them is the dark side of Joe Rogan and Bitcoin, or I think it's from hack.com. Just that's the article I need. There it is. The dark side of Jack Dorsey's Bitcoin push on Joe Rogan. And, of course, Joe didn't say on the show that it was a sponsor, made it clear. He talked about how great it was because it helped somebody's charity. So it was all esoteric to figure it out. The SEC, don't worry. Dorsey dropped the cards that, hey, I meet with the SEC. They're helping me, which means he's giving them jobs and revolving doors, and he's covered. He's protected. He's part of the missionariat protectorate. He's in the priesthood. He's a made man. He can do whatever he wants. So don't worry, Joe. I'm just letting your fans know that they're being sucked into another pump and dump on the old Bitcoin with the hope down the road that out of the crises comes regulation that makes it the one currency. How authoritarian is that? He's also pushing through his platform that's already the dominant platform, his Square Cash, that it only be Bitcoin, that no one even knows who made or where it came from. Definitely a world government move, definitely to position to block other cryptocurrencies in the future. They definitely tried to seduce me. I remember how pissed one of them got when they offered me, I guess at its peak, it would be like $40 million worth of Bitcoin, and I wouldn't take it, and they got so pissed. And, of course, I got told, oh, I hang out with George Soros and stuff. You know, his son's pretty nice. Hey, you might not be so mean to him. You might come to New York sometime, up to Connecticut, and meet him. And these guys have tried to recruit me so many times to make my head spin. But, see, they think I'm stupid. I go with my spirit. I let it ripen, you see, while I'm learning and scanning and watching. And then when it's time to cut down a tree or butcher a hog, that's when I pull the knife out, politically. And people are like, well, you might get destroyed. You realize that if you were in God's presence, you would not be afraid of the devil. You'd be absolutely on your knees before total eternity and absolute complete knowledge. Yeah, I'm with God. You guys can go with the devil.
In today's world, abortion supporters routinely attend pro-life rallies and attempt to bully activists. If you have a problem and need a smelly group of commie devil worshipers, maybe you can call the A-Team.
And how many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
I kill my kids.
Hey, we saw your Facebook with your communist hammer and sickle. That's pretty cool, man. Is that you on the Facebook? Is there a Facebook page of you with a hammer and sickle?
I don't think so.
I don't have children. I love Satan.
How do you get your abortions paid for?
I pay for them.
I thought you said
three. How many do you pay for?
Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You piece of
bunch of misogynist mother. Take your male privilege somewhere else.
How about you being aggressive?
I'm being aggressive.
Pardon us! Excuse us! Wow!
Watch out! That's the guys that attack Alex Jones.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mike Adams just called in. He's going to get hooked up on Skype. He wants to say something about Joe Rogan and Bitcoin and all these scams that are going on. We are starting to rumble while towers fall. Man, woo!
And put him in control.
Let's hear a little more of this.
Watch him become a god.
Watch people's heads a roll.
Watch people's heads a roll.
Just like the Pied Piper. Let rats loose. Just like the Pied Piper. Led your children away. That's what he really came for.
Just like the Pied Piper.
Every fairy tale in every culture and every legend says they will come for your children. Acting like a robot.
Acting like a robot.
The metalhead corrodes.
It's metal brain corrodes.
Try to take his pulse before the head explodes.
You try to take his pulse before the head explodes. Explodes.
I'm here to tell you something. Within 20 years, nothing you see is going to be left standing. None of it. All these billionaires are going to be dead. Most of the cities are going to be destroyed. Billions will be gone. Know it now. Their plan to orderly exterminate the population has already begun the countdown to destruction. There is no way to reverse it. And their bunkers, like Pharaoh's tombs, will be their prisons. Built by them. For them. Nothing will be left standing. None of it. All of you that signed on to it, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, they'll all be giant tombstones in the desert. But not just there. San Francisco. New York City. Houston, Texas. Gone. You think we can kill hundreds of millions of babies and splice their genes with cows and mice and rats for unholy operations and that we won't be judged by the universe itself? DrudgeReport.com. Without even looking, I can't even get away from it. I told you this 23 years ago. What's their number one attack on me after Sandy Hook? And gay frogs. What is it? What is it? It's Jones is crazy and claims there's animal human chimeras. Yeah, it was in research literature 25 years ago that it was going on decades before. I mean, I'm talking MIT, folks. Wasn't photos of it, but it was pigs that are nothing but pure meat. It was salmon that are three times bigger and will take over the whole ocean. It was goats that are part spider to create body armor. And I was just going, wow, this is in science literature, because I was covering things on air, so people were sending me, who were engineers and scientists, stuff that was not on the news. And let me tell you, I would talk about cable boxes with microphones in them 20 years ago, and they would have the U.S. Army show up in parking lots at Target and threaten to kill me if I talked about it again. See, back then, they don't want people to be warned. And I said, you go ahead and do what you need to, buddy. Just remember this. God's going to judge you. So it's on Drudge right now that they're splicing babies with mice. Folks, They were doing that 50 years ago. And you know why? We're mostly genetically akin, if you want to get to it, it's not to chimpanzees, but to pigs and to mice. And that's why they've been doing it there first, folks. Pigs and mice. I mean, humans and our genetics just take to those like ducks to water. We're going to come back with Mike Adams to get into some of this. But there's no doubt now that this is an interdimensional alien invasion. And you notice they don't ever play me saying that. They don't attack it in the news because they know it. San Francisco, all of them, they worship it. They worship, they believe that they are, and if you read the Bible, it's exactly that, a literal lower-level dimensional attack. And that's why when you run into these things, they're so low-level, they're so stupid, they're so hateful, and all they want to do, like zombies, is kill people and attack children. So and I guess it's the operating system of this thing to make us all kill each other. I mean, I've looked at every angle of it, but the point is the Pentagon and everybody else, and I had General Stubblebine who ran the operations about this, they were given volunteers, like astronauts, mega doses of drugs, okay, with wires hooked into their brains, and they were in interdimensional meetings with the damn aliens giving them technology, okay? You don't meet the aliens in a flying saucer by the moon. You meet them in this interdimensional vortex. I'm not the one saying it. They're the ones that are doing it. Hell, Buzz Aldrin told me all this stuff, too, off air. He's been on the show. I mean, they all know about it. And Trump and others are saying, man, let's not blow the planet up and kill everybody. And the Democrats and the globalists are like, they're the anti-human party. They're the collaborators with it. Call it the devil, call it aliens, whatever it is, man. I've had 3-star generals on that had people with wires hooked in their brains in damn 2-year meetings with aliens that lasted 1 second long. I mean, you understand, folks? That's what the Pentagon does. That's what's going on. It's already happening. It's been happening for decades. And any aliens that'll contact this planet are bad, folks. God doesn't contact us because of free will. This is like a flu or cancer we have, this crap. And everyone knows it at a genetic level, that we're far superior to these damn zombies. So they tell us to give in to them and submit to them and go along with all this and have no morals so that they can run their operating system and poison the sky and the genetics and irrevocably attack us. We are under attack. We are under attack. This is not of this world. What's the devil say? Not of this world. And nothing bites like I do. Nothing screams out loud in the dark of night. That's what we're dealing with. A spirit, a force, a broadcast. Kill yourselves, kill yourselves, kill yourselves, kill yourselves. You dial into the globalist channel, it's just like death metal. You'd be the best death metal singer ever. Hell, I can just dial into their frequency. That's all you hear. You can hear the frequency, they're turning the damn thing up, and they go, oh, you sound like a schizophrenic. Schizophrenics are people that have already fallen to this stuff or can't handle it. That's why perception is so narrowed, so that because people can't handle this. I'm not the one saying all this. San Francisco, big tech, literally worship aliens.
Awaiting the hour of reprisal, the time slips away.
All of you devil worshippers, all of you enemies, all of you collaborators, just wait till you get dumped in the Phantom Zone.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, now getting back to what I'm covering here. People always wanted me to cover space aliens and all this other stuff. I never got into all that because I was covering political stuff and the Federal Reserve and how it all works. But in decades of research, in decades of high-level contacts and people in Hollywood and billionaires reaching out and all of it, it's like Elon Musk went on Joe Rogan's show about a year after I did and repeated everything I said and said it was all true. According to the cults he's in, or the cults they let him into, and he's freaked out and scared. So he tried to come tell you, I don't believe in space aliens and all this stuff. The globalists do. See, people say, well, you don't believe in the devil. The devil believes in you. We're going to Mike Adams. But I don't plug. I'm our own worst enemy. And I got to tell you, I am my own worst enemy. If you don't habituate to go, you know, not just get a t-shirt. The reason coffee and toothpaste and stuff is so great is you have to buy it every month. And you get the coffee, you're like, damn, this is really good coffee. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Toothpaste, colloidal silver, iodine fortified, concentrated. People are like, super, well, this is the best toothpaste I ever had. Yeah. But we only make, like, you know, a little bit of money. I mean, the coffee, we discount it so much. The same coffee from Chiapas, since we got from the same distributor, is sold at Whole Foods for $10 more a pound. You know, I'm making like $8 on this. I'm making like $3-4 on the toothpaste. So I got to sell a ton of it. But remember, metaphysically, I can only give you a good deal because that's how I want to be treated. That's a rule. And the more you get into that rule, you can't ever get out of the rule. Like, I've talked to a lot of top marketers. They go, look, if you just put crap in it and sell it for 10 times what it's worth, you'll be out of all your issues, have all the funding. But then I'd already sold out, see? Why didn't I just sell out when they offered me $40 million in freaking Bitcoin 8 years ago to push it? Because I can't do it. Or a year and a half ago, it was up to $1 million a month they were offering to push this stuff. And again, I'm not saying it's all bad. I'm saying it's who's behind it and how it's being manipulated. But I need funding. And I know you don't want the enemy to win. And I sit here going, red alert, needs your help. It's because you are the info war. It's like oxygen. I need air, and my heart has to beat 60 times, you know, in a minute or whatever. And it's like 3 meals a day. It has to come in. It has to come in. It has to come in. So thank you for your support, but these are products you absolutely need. We have big specials right now on BrainForce Plus and on our latest product that goes with it, TurboForce, that's just beyond description. Warning, it's very natural and very strong. It lasts a lot longer than the other crappy energy drinks. It is next level. It's the best that the top developers come up with. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. But just thank you for your support. But please commit to get the products and support us. Get a t-shirt, get a book, get a video. And at the same time, spread the word. Because that's every day in the trenches in this wrestling match, this 5,000-round war. And we're like 4,000 rounds into it right now, but there's another 1,000 rounds left, and we just got to go. You got to commit and just get in the focused zone and turbo over this, and that's what's going to happen. Okay, I appreciate Mike Adams wanting to pop in. He wanted to talk about Jack Dorsey and Joe Rogan, and there's an article out of hacked.com that says the dark side of Jack Dorsey's Bitcoin push on Joe Rogan, and they went and reviewed it. Joe didn't tell him it was a sponsor when he was on. Joe didn't tell him that Dorsey owns it. Joe didn't tell him that, you know, he wants it to be the one unified currency for a world government. Actually, the owner of Twitter did say that, but being said that, you know, obviously he was the owner. And so it's just very unscrupulous here. And it's just, that's dialing into one show. I don't watch Joe's show. And so it's like, it's dirty. And, you know, Joe was calling me last night and stuff. And again, the phone was off. I just covered the State of the Union. It was like 11 o'clock at night. So I haven't talked to Joe. This isn't about Joe. This isn't about me coming back on your show. You have to understand something. This is not about me being cool. I'm not out in Hollywood, bro. Okay. It's about, I've got to be clean. Okay. I feel dirty that I had some concerns about you for a long time. I didn't do anything about it because I've never sold out and I'm not going to start now. And it's just, everybody's kind of waking up to the fact that you're the establishment's darling. So I don't take pleasure in infighting. I don't do this stuff. But Joe Rogan, in their globalist model, they think is a key player in the deception. So joining us is Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, an engineer and software programmer par excellence, to give, and a Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, I would say, expert. What is your take on all this, and why you would, because I'm always trying to get you on, you're too busy to come on, well, why you would say, hey, get me on right now?
Well, first, Alex, I want to say that you on the cosmic extermination agenda that you have been talking about, I just want to affirm that you are 100% on track, that the call has gone out to exterminate humanity. And this is why Democrats are now pro-infanticide. This is why they love the idea of murdering Christians, murdering conservatives, killing Trump. They're all about death and execution now because the order has come down. So you, what you've said, for example, about atrazine making amphibians alter their gender expression, you know, making the frogs gay. It's 100% true. We've confirmed much about pesticides and herbicides, you know, in our lab. I'm telling you, you are on track, and there aren't that many people willing to defend you. I had a phone call from a major influencer 2 days ago who called me, and he said that he couldn't decide whether to defend you publicly, because if he did, that he knows Google and Facebook would destroy his entire platform. And he was asking me, begging me, practically in tears, what should he do? And I said, look, man, you got to decide for yourself, but I'm speaking out for humanity. Alex Jones is on Team Humanity, and I'm with Team Humanity. And you got to decide what you want to do. But yeah, if you tell the truth, if you defend Alex, you're going to be absolutely destroyed on these platforms. But Alex, people are calling me about this issue. I just wanted to be on the record about that.
Let me throw we go on the next hour. I know you got to go soon, but I want to get into Bitcoin. I got a call this weekend, and they were pretty hot. And then later they said, well, don't give the specifics. First, it was you can, you know, kind of go there. Later, well, don't go there. But a very famous military veteran who has TV shows, they're begging him to do all the shows. They said, well, we want you to do this big hit show, and it's going to be, you know, on these bigger channels than ever. But you've got to come out against Alex Jones, and you've got to denounce him. And the guy told him, screw you. But it's a litmus test because, as you said, the order has come down. They're literally, we're going to kill babies. Humanity sucks. The human era is over. And all of the world, there's pro-human parties. It's not even like you said, capitalist versus whatever. It's pro-human versus anti-human. This is literally a directive. And you've got the so-called ruling class that has to sign on to this.
They have stopped threatening me, by the way. Whoever has been behind this all these years, they've stopped threatening me because they know I'm not going to turn against humanity. They know I'm on Team Humanity. I'm going to defend your right to speak, Alex. I'm going to defend your right to sell high-quality nutritional supplements as you do, as I know, because I've verified in the lab, you sell really high-quality products, very high-quality, very clean products. I am not going to turn against humanity. So they've stopped bothering me, but they're going after everybody else in the industry, and they're trying to get people to turn against you and promising them wealth and riches and power. So look, this is the cosmic question. Do you turn against God? You know, those influencers out there, do they join Satan, have a contract with the devil, and get riches and get influence and get power by turning against humanity? Because that's the offer that's being made to people all across this industry. And those of us who stand for humanity, we are being vilified, defamed, slandered, punished, economically sabotaged, deplatformed in every way possible, lie after lie written about us, but here we still stand firm. I just, you know, I've got something to say about Bitcoin and Rogan here, but I wanted to call in today and say, Alex, I recognize you, brother, for what you're doing for humanity, and I am with you in this fight. Humanity can survive, but we have to stand up now, or we will be destroyed.
Well, Mike, I want to say this. It makes me sleep better at night knowing you're there. And it's not about, once people realize what we're up against, it's not like you're a hero to fight this. This is literally, you're a scientist. You've done incredible broadcasts on this. They are trying to kill the Earth and implode the atmosphere and poison they're trying to kill the plankton. We are under attack. We are under some kill switch has been thrown. Whoever's behind it, the elite are in meetings, interdimensional meetings with freaking aliens. And I'm not the one into this. They believe this. This is the religion. They're recruiting. They're in seminars when they're on these drugs and wireheaded in to all this crazy crap. We are facing an absolute collaborator. This is the invasion. And notice, they never attack me when I say all this because they know it's true. Imagine how discrediting they think it would be to say all this. No, they don't touch it. They make up slave colonies on Mars and never said because this is their religion. And you're a top programmer. You've been around. You know this. I mean, this is their religion, man.
It's terraforming. It's poisoning the atmosphere. They're trying to shut down photosynthesis. They're trying to kill off the ecosystem while claiming they're saving the planet. They want to collapse the food supply, all that and much more.
Yeah, exactly. They're the guardians saying humans are killing the Earth. Then they start killing it, and then they're the good guys. See, we told you it's going to die. Oh, my God.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
They're a death cult.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
What does alien mean? We'll talk about it in the next segment. It just means not of this world, not normal, not natural. Not of the Genesis. And what's the Bible all about? And God having to destroy the life on Earth to cleanse it of what had happened. It's the same story over and over again. So think about that. And understand the globalists have all this hidden knowledge, a lot of it, and they're using it against humanity instead of using the knowledge to empower humanity. Some stations don't care this 5 minutes, so let's do the Bitcoin thing next segment, Mike. But MikeAdamsNaturalNews.com, I wanted to talk to you about, just in general, why the establishment seems like they're so incredibly panicked. Because this isn't just, oh, this is their time for their offensive. They're behind, they're pissed, and they've put the heat to all their minions that you are going to carry out this operation and demoralize and break these people's will right now. And I think the enemy is in deep trouble and has basically cut loose all their backup forces. And if people don't bow to this and just stay the course, I think we're going to win some big developments. There's some folks that don't want this planet to go to the next level. But I mean, at a gut level, I say we're already winning.
There has been a concerted multi-vectored effort, as you know, you're well aware of this, to poison the minds of the people with chemicals, with fluoride in the water, with toxic pesticides in the food, with 5G cell towers and so on. But what's new to understand about this is it's not just about causing lobotomies like with the mercury in vaccines. It's in the flu shots given to children in California. I've got that on a letter from the Secretary of Health of California. They inject children with mercury. It's not just about the health implications, Alex. It's about making them spiritually vulnerable, and I know this is going to sound a little bit out there, but spiritually vulnerable to true demonic possession, demonic influence, demonic possession. This is the biblical cosmic war that is taking place in our world today. When you see these leftists go insane over a bloodlust of murdering children and celebrating it, standing up and applauding it, that is not a human response. That is a demonic response. Some of these leftists, not all of them, but some of them are now literally consumed and controlled by demonic spirits. But getting there requires attacks on the human neurology, attacks on consciousness, attacks on the divinity, the divine spirit, the godlike spirit that is in every real human being. That's the
key. We get infested and attacked because we are special.
Well, that's right. But they have to create a weakness, and they use chemicals, and they use assaults on your neurology to make you vulnerable to a spiritual
infection. And Hollywood knows this, so in every movie, it's like, oh, the golden child. The devil can't kill until we can give the blood of a baby they killed to the golden child and corrupt the golden child, then we can kill him.
And remember, too, that satanic and demonic forces, they market themselves, so to speak, as liberty to the youth. They say you should be free to do anything you want without any boundaries, without any authority, without any overriding rules, no ethics, no morality. You are free. Here, join Satan. It's marketed as freedom, but it's actual enslavement to that demonic force.
And that's why they didn't like Walt Disney. He wasn't perfect, but Pinocchio. They got to get the kids to be criminals first, then they lose their protection and become slaves. They become donkeys and are loaded on the slave ship.
You're exactly right. So what we are actually facing, the battle of our realm right now, is not simply a political battle. It's not an economic battle. It's not even a battle of left versus right. It's a spiritual battle. It's an end times, Book of Revelation battle.
No, I agree. And why are these demons, they're so dumb? It's like they're like Slimer, but they're able to conquer us.
Well, it's like zombies. You know, you can't reason with a zombie. You can't negotiate with a zombie. So it's just like you can't reason with liberals. You can give them all the facts in the world, and they reject them.
Because it's an attack force broadcast. There's obviously a bigger intelligence behind it, but their armies seem like they're mindless. No, it's just they're single-minded.
And those who have intelligence and have wisdom and have consciousness break out of it eventually if they get influenced by it. And they wake up, and that's what's happening, a mass awakening worldwide.
Man, I tell you, this is the ultimate truth. This is what it is on this planet. It's the secret. We'll be right back.
Obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up, I'm going to open the phones up. right through to the end of the broadcast. Stuart Rose is going to pop in. He'll take your calls with me on the great State of the Union. The clips, it's all coming up. What were the best parts? What were the worst parts? I should probably give the number out, though. About 30 minutes ago, I said, hey, we're going to open the phones up. I'm going to open the phones up specifically on what do you think the best parts of the State of the Union were versus the worst parts. And what do you just make of the Democrats openly becoming, like, shaking their heads like Trump? We don't want to kill babies after they're born. They're like, no, we do, we do. And then, you know, we've helped bust people that are child trafficking. No, no, that's bad. I mean, they're just coming out in the open. But going back to Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, he's a programmer, he's a researcher, he's an author. He owns a big lab that does scanning of products. So he's a jack of many scientific trades, a renaissance man, you could say. And I wanted to just get his take on these articles, The Dark Side of Jack Dorsey's Bitcoin Push on Joe Rogan. And people at first were like, really? They're involved in SEC violations? Well, when you don't tell somebody your main sponsor something, and then the fact that they're trying to make the Bitcoin, the main operating system of it, and then you don't tell people when you're telling them invest in it, that's very unethical at any level. So the number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And we will take your phone calls. But Mike, getting into this, obviously I'm not against cryptocurrencies. I understand the Federal Reserve's fiat. I'd like to have 1,000 different currencies, and whatever we choose is the best, and that becomes dominant. But I want 5 or 6 big ones, 100 big ones, whatever. Here's Jack Dorsey. We want a planetary currency. It's going to be run by Twitter. Twitter is going to face scan you to be able to communicate with people. And then we're going to have our moderators where you can't talk bad about Bitcoin. He's already done all this. And then there's Joe going, oh, how wonderful, not telling anybody what they're watching. This was a sickening pump and dump. I mean, if you look at Jack Dorsey, he dumped Bitcoin right when it started to go down. That's insider trading. So now, is he wanting a dead cat bounce, a second group of suckers? Or is it because his platform, Square Cash, is based on it? I mean, obviously, he says he wants it to be the global currency. So it sounds like some lofty visions he's got. Who do you really think Jack Dorsey is?
Like you, Alex, I am opposed to central bank control over the money supply, and I'm pro crypto theory. I like the idea of a decentralized money supply. However, my research has led me to conclude, and remember, I started warning about Bitcoin a year and a half ago and took a lot of heat for that, but my research leads me to understand that Bitcoin is a creation of the deep state. Bitcoin is used to launder money and to move money surreptitiously so that deep state operatives can bribe, pay off, and fund specific targets. For example, my research and certain sources that I have that I can't name yet tell me that, in fact, the Mexican drug cartels are paying off Democrats to oppose or wall off in Bitcoin. And see, Bitcoin allows the movement of money, but it requires a critical mass of public participation in order to provide cover. So you have to get a lot of people involved in order for Bitcoin to have value and fluidity where someone can trade Bitcoin for something else, such as gold or cash. So according to my research, certain key Democrats are taking Bitcoin, and then they're using it, they're trading it for gold or other precious metals, which can then be held and kept anonymously and at a future date sold off anonymously without creating any traceable transactions. But at the same time, Alex, and this is key, this is how they were trying to trap you with Bitcoin, what they can do is they can selectively prosecute people for engaging in pump and dump schemes. Anybody who promoted Bitcoin that is on the target list can be said to have been involved in a fraud or a scam or financial losses when Bitcoin went from $20,000 down to $3,500. Meanwhile, the globalists never get prosecuted because all prosecutions are selective. So I got to say, Alex, you dodged a huge bullet. I think that they would have you in jail right now if you had been pumping Bitcoin. They would have arrested you and they would have charged you with financial fraud. But yet people like Rogan and Jack Dorsey and others can do the exact same thing, but because they're part of the protected class of the deep state insiders who continue to pump these things, they are never prosecuted, just like Hillary Clinton is never prosecuted. That's my summary of it, Alex.
Powerful. Elaborate.
Well, so where this is going is, of course, total government control over every transaction. When you use a cryptocurrency that's controlled by the NSA, and by the way, the NSA wrote the original encryption algorithm for Bitcoin. There's no doubt in my mind that there's a backdoor into Bitcoin, and the risks are enormous. Like that.
Well, that's what the blockchain is. It's finally a way to track all transactions.
Yeah, well, it's a shared online spreadsheet where every transaction is tracked by every person who is participating in it.
You know, they've got an editing tool where they can plant stuff.
Look, I have no doubt they've got backdoors built into Bitcoin, but they're still trying to push it because this is the way to sucker everybody in while they pump and dump. They keep whiplashing the market and just taking money from people. But where is this money going? See, remember Gary Webb, the journalist? He was murdered by the CIA for exposing the financial line to was it the cocaine trade or the heroin trade?
It was cocaine, yeah.
It was cocaine. Now that's what they used to do. They used to move cocaine to raise money for the CIA.
Sure, that was their black money. That was their secret money. And now it's Bitcoin.
Right. Now it's Bitcoin. See, that's it. Used to be cocaine. Now it's Bitcoin. So they have to keep Bitcoin alive so they can continue to use it for
exactly.
That purpose.
So so the dead cat bounce is they're bringing in more suckers to keep it on life support so they can keep running money through it.
That's right. And ultimately, the people who are pushing Bitcoin now, they don't care about the Federal Reserve. They don't care about liberty. They don't care about decentralization. The big ones I'm talking about. What they care about is having a money laundering and money funneling system so they can continue to fund their deep state operations.
And it shows that Bitcoin has always been controlled because you have all these other cryptocurrencies and Jack Dorsey's like, no, it will be the one. It's the only one. And we don't care if it's popular or other ones. We use this one.
And the tech giants are merging with the deep state. I mean, it's already happened. So you look at Twitter, Google, Facebook, they are now an extension of the deep state. And they are one and the same at this point. So, of course, they're going to try to.
They always were, Mike. And that's what I'm saying is we forced their uncloaking. I think they're doing all this out of a panic.
Well, absolutely. The same way that they are censoring you and me and everybody else who's speaking out about this, they have to control all speech, all thoughts, all history, like Orwellian style, and they have to control every transaction, the entire money supply. And this is how they can commit also economic sabotage, because if they can track you, they can also shut you off. They can say you can't participate in this cryptocurrency system because you
just like
said
Jack Dorsey says, you're banned for life. Well, that's what the article says. The dark side of Jack Dorsey's Bitcoin push on Joe Rogan is like the way they censored on Reddit, everywhere else, when Bitcoin tried to stay dominant, they're like, oh my God, they're now going to be in your finances. Actual leftist censors are going to be involved with your whole financial history right in front of you. Again, it's all about robbing privacy. Everything they've done is about that with the cell phones and all of it.
Yeah, and there's no doubt. It's obvious Joe Rogan has signed up to be one of the front men for the deep state. No doubt. He is in with them. He has always been a conformist with Hollywood. He's always wanted to get popular and have influence no matter what kind of ethics or morals were required to get there. And frankly, you know, that's his decision, but that's not my decision, and that's not your decision. We operate with morals and ethics.
Well, that's right. He called me last night, and I didn't take the call, but I heard from his friends that were calling me this morning what it was about. He's like, please stop. Dude, I don't want to go out against you. You've now joined the dark side. You've now enlisted completely, and so you become a target. I mean, I don't know what he thinks I do. Like, this is not a game here. This is what we do.
Right. Right. Look, they should know by now they can't turn you. They can't turn me. There are others like us who stand firm, and we are all in, man. This is not just our lives are in, our souls are in this fight. We fight for humanity, end of story, not negotiable.
Exactly, and they think they're scaring us. I'm scared of not being with God. They cannot scare us. Like, I've seen who they are. I'm like, God, I'm like hanging on the helicopter skids in the fall of Saigon. Like, God, take me with you. I mean, I think I'm worried about these people. Mike Adams, great job. We'll be right with calls. Thank you. All right, I made the joke earlier that Joe Rogan's on the show, and I'm getting really tired of talking about it, but it becomes a key window into global government, cashless societies, how they manipulate people, what the system thinks is a successful weapon system against humanity. So for that reason, I have pledged to do a detailed vivisection on Joe Rogan politically, a dissection. So that will be happening. We're going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. But I should start getting into this great State of the Union. And I'm not just cheerleading for Trump. There's a lot Trump's doing, like his new NAFTA deal he claims is great. It gives all the tech giants the right to censor whoever they want. So that'll be fought in Congress. But doesn't matter. You're now a hero if you say we shouldn't kill babies after they're born. I mean, one day if the system has its way, they'll say birth is when we eat a baby or birth is when we hang them up by their toes. You know, it's like conspiracy theorists claim that once there were things called mothers, but now we grow the hams in tanks and eat them. Did we always have little forked tails? Yes, you always did. After the mutation. I mean, it's just, and of course that sounds insane. That's what I mean. It's just the mental illness of the knowledge of evil. Because we have the knowledge of good already. The knowledge of evil is like cancer. It's like the knowledge of going crazy. And so it looks schizophrenic because they're schizophrenic. It's crazy people. And then we say, hey, don't sexualize kids. Don't do all this. They go, hey, we're going to do it. Go away, crazy man. And they tell you, you're crazy for doing the opposite of what they're doing. And all you're doing is covering how they're crazy. That clip's actually coming up next segment. But here is President Trump. Because that's what the doctors said, and that's what they do in places all over the country, even though laws haven't been passed because all the lawsuits and things that are happening. Planned Parenthood's lobbying to get it legalized to keep babies alive after birth because it's what they're doing, selling the organs. That's why they're so desperate. They're like, God almighty, we've been harvesting a ton of these kids, and people are going to find out, and the mothers are going to find out how much money they could have got, even their psychotics like us, that they could have gotten hundreds of thousands of dollars for these livers and other goodies, other giblets, other little giblets. It's so sick. So then they're trying to normalize. Yeah, we can make them comfortable and kill them after they're born. I'm a fine Southern gentleman, though, so it's all right. And then I'm the bad guy. You know, in fact, later I'll get to this. I saw it this morning. And I said to the crew, it's the Joe Rogan stuff. He's like, Jones is in a bad place. He plays the clip. Jimmy Savile kidnapped children and tortured them to death in dungeons and had group satanic sex parties at morgues with the bodies. That's BBC reporting where he worked. Joe, I know it's crazy to have sex with dead kids at morgues. It happened. It's admitted. See, a Joe Rogan can't handle that. He just goes, Jones is crazy, instead of typing in Jimmy Savile secret dungeon discovered. Jimmy Savile sex with dead kids at morgues. It's confirmed. It's admitted. It's a giant British pedophile network. Dead kids dug up on the estates. In fact, can we search into Jimmy Savile since I said it? Just type in Jimmy Savile. And if he isn't the spitting image of what, if I went to hell, I would expect to see at Hell's Gates. Or I'll type it in the phone. Here, we can't do it. There he is. Now, folks, that's a guy that procured children for prime ministers and others. And, man, they even later confirmed, like, one prime minister, they played, like, plastic out. His thing, favorite thing was little brunette girls with blue eyes. Very expensive, very hard to kidnap. But They'd lead them in with the plastic on the floors, and then Savile would slit their throat ear to ear, and then the prime minister would masturbate over the dead body. Now, you know, I'm there it is. Oh, that's mainstream news. I'm sorry, Joe Rogan. See, Joe's like, can you believe the sickness of Jones? Put it back up for TV viewers. Yeah, zooming out. That's main. What is that? London Telegraph, BBC. Back it up, please. How BBC star Jimmy Savile allegedly got away with abusing 500 children and sex with dead bodies. So, Joe, you said I was in a bad place. I am in a bad place, man. I actually know what's going on. I want it to stop. I'm not some candy ass out in L.A. trying to act cool saying Alex Jones has defamed Bill Maher. Bill Maher makes jokes about how 12-year-olds having sex with 35-year-olds is okay, and the name of his production company is Kid Love. That is the slogan of NAMBLA. See how that works, JoJo? See how that works, JoJo? JoJo? Joe the Snake Rogan. Yeah, John of God, faith healer, kept teenagers as sex slaves and sold their babies for up to 40,000 pounds before shipping them from Brazil to Europe. And what do you think happened to the babies in Europe? Let's just say it's not pretty. A lot of stuff. A lot of them are kept alive. Their blood's bled off by vampires. It's drink. These vampires don't actually live forever, though. So, yeah, I'm not for blood drinking kids. Here's the deal. Joe Rogan's on blood drink, kill kid, blood drinking team. I mean, he's doing it, but you signed up with Jack Dorsey, a flaming demon, lying psychopath. So, you understand, Joe, it's my duty to come after you. And then once it's my duty, I admit, I kind of get a little fired up, and it's not becoming of me. But I don't like destroying people, even if they're evil. So God made us. The Lord works in mysterious ways. Let's just say I'm not into raping and torturing little kids. I am into going after people that are involved in it. And when I get my hands on you, when I get my hands around your neck and all of your fake so-called male prowess, you will understand, and you will know. So you think I like the fact that I know they're murdering kids right now and sucking their frickin' blood, and then you won't man up and say it's wrong? Joe Rogan, you've got one last chance to get down on your knees to the Holy Spirit and ask Jesus Christ to cleanse you, because I don't believe you don't know all this stuff. You're smart. When I was on your show, you knew everything I knew and more. I've known you 21 years, and you're smart, but you're a devil. And your old logo was a devil, a space alien, a space gray with a devil on the other side. Kind of telling you, the devil is the, Joe, look, we already know. But Christ always offers that last chance. You understand? But let me tell you, I wouldn't want to get between God and what people have done to the children. No, look up his old logo from his old website he shut off. It was half of it. Here, I'll show you. Dr. McCam, shot for TV viewers. It was like a gray alien on one side and a devil on the other. But you're like, wait, there's symmetry. It's the same thing, which it is. So you think I'm going to get all our kids? Nine! And all we've got to do is set our will against these people. You set your will. That's what they're scared of. Your will is trillions of times more powerful than theirs. Set your will, commit, stop being afraid, and then all of a sudden, God pours in. And then you know. Open the gate. Bring Christ in.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, so what was the most powerful points in last night's State of the Union? And what were the most disgusting points? I haven't gotten a lot of these. I'm going to your phone calls right now. Short Rose is coming on next hour to co-host with us. I've got a little satire piece I'm doing on Joe Rogan, since I'm obsessed with that right now. At the start of the next hour, little Sneaky Snake's going to join us in the studio. So that's all coming up. But the first thing I want to do here is just say this. I support President Trump because my gut's never been wrong, and the older I get, the learn to just go with it. But he's surrounded, and he's got major problems. And I don't need to list all those. Everybody pretty much knows the problems. We just can't put all our eggs in the one basket of Trump. You can't put all your eggs in this basket, Alex Jones. You can't put all the eggs in your own basket. You know, we all have our own hopes and dreams. We hope our children can fulfill them. All our hopes and dreams go with them. That's why they're attacking them. They are the future. And it's a real war for the future. And my biggest regret is I just don't have enough strength or energy to do what I really should do for people. And that's why I hate it when you call in and tell me how great I am. Listen, when you're fighting people that their whole religion is about torturing children, it's obnoxious to tell me I'm great when I'm doing that. That's normal. And I use the allegory. They got famous cases where, you know, a car jumps over on some little kid and the mom gets so upset she can pick the car up. I've been trying to pick the car up. I can't do it. And even though I'm spiritually stronger than I've ever been, I could feel my legs getting weak under the enemy's attack. And I could feel my body giving out. And then I just ask myself, who are the other people that are going to fight this? And I see some prospects out there, but, you know, most people just can't handle the truth. They just can't deal with it. So I just don't know what to say. I just can't believe we're in this position that the president's a hero because he says we shouldn't kill babies after they're born. Man, imagine that. That's so freakish. That's so sick. So you know what? I was going to say today that President Trump defending babies that are already born was the best part of the speech, but you know what? It's the worst part. I watched this like 6-7 times last night. I probably watched it 10 times this morning. I probably watched it 20 times, actually. Then I went, because I knew I had to see it. I went, it took me 30 minutes. I found cutaway shots. And the Democrats were looking at him like they wanted to kill him when he didn't want to kill babies. At a certain point, I don't know what we're supposed to do at this point. I mean, it's just, what the hell is going on here? They'll tell you all day about, if you call a tranny the wrong name, you're going to go to jail. But if you want to kill a little baby because you want their damn organs, that's good. These people are just horrible because they're not people. They're demons. And I already knew that, but it's the realization that in February 2019, the underdog is the people protecting babies that are already born. But hell, you're going to kill them in the womb. Why not go even? Exactly. And the case for killing granny, and let's get rid of old people because we'll have a better world once we get rid of everybody. We build a civilization on taking care of people. But again, the enemy says they're trying to save the earth. They're trying to kill the earth. They say they care about old people. They want to euthanize them. And America and the world is like caught in a trance. It's a trance. It's a spell. People are literally, physically, mathematically mesmerized by television and the flicker rates and all the systems. And there's a dark, ancient, evil force, not of this world. You can give it a name. You can postulate. But you know what it is. It's a torpedo. The earth is a womb, an egg, giving birth to an amazing species. In our dreams, as embryonic creatures, we've already built all this. Can you imagine what we are? But any egg is a plump, juicy treat. Because there isn't just big, beautiful, good things in the universe. There's snakes. Slithering, watching, coiling, feeding. I want to hit this Gavin McGinnis piece after this piece, but here is the president speaking blasphemy that killing children isn't good. Satanism in front of you. The bad guy says don't kill already born children. Oh, but there's no Satanist killing children. Here it is.
There could be no greater contrast to the beautiful image of a mother holding her infant child than the chilling displays our nation saw in recent days. Lawmakers in New York cheered with delight upon the passage of legislation that would allow a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb moments from birth. These are living, feeling, beautiful babies who will never get the chance to share their love and their dreams with the world. And then we had the case of the governor of Virginia, where he stated he would execute a baby after birth to defend the dignity of every person. I am asking Congress to pass legislation to prohibit the late-term abortion of children who can feel pain.
Pelosi's like having, like, she's like a dog. You're like taking a steak away from her. She's like, she starts salivating. Because spiritually to her, like, that, he gives me power of babies. She's literally salivating like a giant T-bone steak that just came off the grill is being pulled back from her. And we come back, the most powerful footage in your calls, when he says, we're stopping child kidnapping, we're stopping, you know, sex gangs, the Democrats are, like, pissed because, I mean, they're making hard, cold cash on that baby. And you think you're going to stop a bunch of smugglers like Cortez? He ain't stopping nothing. We going to bring these people in? Oh, Schumer, all these people? Oh, man. All right, we're going to break. Please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, without your support, without your prayers, we're nothing. And I'm in your hands. It's that simple. I appreciate you all. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And we've got great water filtration, great air filtration, great books, great films, great T-shirts. The supplements are bar none incredible. We have a huge sale going right now, I should have mentioned. 50% off BrainForce Plus, the amazing nootropic. That's for the brain. We have TurboForce for the body, overall energy, long-lasting, healthy, clean-burning. It's the very best out there. Everyone really should commit to getting it. TurboForce, get your BrainForce Plus 50% off when you purchase TurboForce. It's 33% off in the deal as well. No reviews yet, obviously, on that combo, but tens of thousands of reviews on BrainForce. 5 stars, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's the final countdown. Certain forces want to strangle humanity in the crib. Some of us don't want to collaborate and decided to fight back. Stay with us.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
Waiting for the sun. Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun. You will come to the island without me.
The island without pain. Heaven.
On the island many miles away from home. Be welcome.
All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls. But because I mentioned it, I'm going to do it. These videos, if you're a radio listener, I'll try to describe them, are so horrible. Like, I don't sit there and look at the women's consortium of Democrats and like, feel good that they're so, not just physically ugly, but so twisted and mentally ill and fake and slovenly. We were the first to put memes out saying, you know, because they say everything's KKK when it's not. So, oh, they're all wearing white. Obviously, they're saying we're goddesses, we're pure, we're good. We kill our babies, though. But you know, that's not a goddess. But they're all wearing white, having no idea that obviously if Republican women did that, they'd say they were in the KKK. So the memes are all out there. Democrat women wear white, KKK. You can search it. I should have told you about it. But we put some out last night. But there they are, and it wasn't just a few times. Trump would say, we're stopping child kidnapping and women being kidnapped, and they get pissed. And we're doing this. And it's just you realize, when Pelosi said that MS-13 are God's children, you have to understand, folks, these are the muscle of these people. Literally. They're into all this. That's who they use for their dirty activity. they give the word, and then the guy in prison gives the order to kill people. And then you just hear it's a carjacking gone bad. These are killers. They're low IQ killers. And so they're pretty arrogant because in their cities and their areas, let me tell you something, these people get away with everything. And the globalists will turn America into a cross between Venezuela and North Korea and the Soviet Union faster than you can say, kiss my hand. So the more things change, the more they stay the same. I mean, if the Democrats weren't the party of the KKK, if they weren't the party that passed laws to give blacks three times the prison sentence for nonviolent crimes that Trump just reversed, then it wouldn't fit. It's a joke how bad they are. They're the bad people. And the Republicans are a bunch of intimidated cowards, and half of them are bad too. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I just at a certain point. See, I'm having flashbacks. The problem is I study all day long, and then once I get on air, it's kind of like I've already looked at it. I'm like, almost like I'm doing something bad. Like, let me show you this. And it's like, ugh. It's like, you think I want to get up here and go, they're splicing babies with mice for organ harvesting? I knew it 20 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. So I'm discredited because I'm right again. Folks, I wouldn't steer you wrong if they had a gun to my head. Everybody knows that. Like, there's all this damn evil in the world. And then I'm real. I can't sit up here and act like goody two-shoes sometimes. I'll tell a dirty joke. I like women because I like having babies. But, man, I don't like the devil. And everybody needs to understand, you're not going to get somebody that's going to take on the devil most of the time that acts like Jesus Christ, because I'm not perfect. And I don't want to, the point is that I try to be a nice person. But I've been in this so long now that when you gut up to fight this stuff, it's like Joe Rogan said, Alex is not well. It's true. I'm not well. I see people saying we're going to kill newborn babies, and it's a good thing, and it makes me upset. See, you're well. You know, they always said in the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. See? And so I'm just a normal person, like a throwback. The programming didn't work on me. I'm like from somebody from like 1920s that teleported into the future, and I watched the State of the Union, and the president's saying we don't kill babies after they're born, and then he's the bad guy. And you know what? I get pretty freaked out. I start wanting to, you know, unscrew some people's heads. I start wanting to kill people. I'll be honest. As a man, hearing about babies getting killed, you know, that's what a man does. Man starts getting pissed. And I'm supposed to cut the emotions off? Because I'm not like these sociopaths and psychopaths. I have deep emotions. And I get pissed at myself constantly that I'm not doing enough for all these children with these damn demons raping the hell out of them. So I'm just going to ask everybody again, what am I supposed to do? I don't know. What are you supposed to do? But just don't ever say it's extraordinary to fight people who are like this. It's the default. And if you're not doing it, then you're on the enemy side, period. These godless, selfish people that serve evil are jokes. You know, at least the devil worshiper loves the devil and wants to torture a kid to death. But the people that know what's going on, that make deals with it, they're what allows the evil to exist. And they're the worst. Like God said, you were hot nor cold, I spit you out of my mouth. I know the devil. I know the sick, twisted psychology and the whole game. But the people that decide to serve it, even though they don't have a taste for it, are the real people that I look forward. I look forward to, I'm not a sadistic person, but I do look forward to you begging for God, begging like those children beg. You're going to beg Joe Rogan so hard. Before you're gone, you're going to beg God. You're going to beg and beg, and God's not going to come. You understand? God's not coming. God's not coming for George Soros or Jack Dorsey or any of you. So you better take as many kids with you as you can, because when those gates close and you're separated from God, It's not going to be funny anymore. You're not going to be in charge anymore. You're not going to be sitting up with the establishment believing that you're administering everything. Oh, yes. You administer nothing. You failed the test. You're a failure. And you look at those Democrats. I didn't know they could stack treason that high. I didn't know there was such weak, pathetic worms that could be recruited and organized. I didn't know such mentally ill, low IQ garbage slithered on this planet. But they do. And our blindness has let them take over. Our spiritual weakness, our attempt to make deals, it's all over now. All right, we'll go to break, come back with calls. I promise, sugar on top, pinky promise. But let's play a few of these clips. Here, let's play Alexander Cortez. That's not even the bad one. Failed to applaud stopping sex trafficking of girls. And like 30 seconds in, they go, hey, get up, lady. I mean, you talk about a meth head. Here it is.
Today, he leads investigations into the scourge of international sex trafficking. Elvin says that if I can make sure these young girls
that look on Pelosi's
get
face.
Their justice, I've really done my job. Thanks to his work and that of his incredible colleagues, more than 300 women and girls have been rescued from the horror of this terrible situation. And more than 1,500 sadistic traffickers have been put behind bars.
But Cortez is just on her own little planet. That's what a slave looks like. Will not clap. They grab her, tell her stand up. They're telling her clap, clap, clap. She didn't clap. She's ruling class, man. I mean, look at her eyes. I mean, that is a demon-driven creature. Okay. Literally, yeah, it's like a gray alien. Let's go ahead and go to this next clip. Kamala Harris shakes head at Trump combating cartels and human traffickers, because that's her bread and butter, man. Here it is.
Now is the time for Congress to show the world that America is committed to ending illegal immigration and putting the ruthless coyotes, cartels, drug dealers, and human traffickers out of business.
God, look at Schumer. I mean, God almighty. But let's look at Kamala Harris. He ain't stopping jack crap. We're making some major cash.
We have a moral duty to create an immigration system.
All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with your calls, I promise. Third hour, you might want to spread the links.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I'll say it again, number one of your calls. The worst part of President Trump's speech was what I thought was the best part. But in hindsight, it's the best part that he says we shouldn't kill babies after they're born, and then Democrats boo. I mean, this is Twilight Zone, man. The Democrats are for all these wars. They don't want to let black people out of jail. I mean, it's like these people have uncloaked as howling demons. And it's hard to beat them. We've been put in a trance or something. I just don't even know what to say at this point. I guess that's why I'm going to go to your calls. What was the best part of Trump's speech? What was the worst thing you saw from the crowd? Or maybe you think Alexandria Cortez shaking her head or Kamala Harris shaking her head like we're stopping sex slavery and we're no, you're not going to stop it. I mean, it's like, who are these freaks, man? Who are these freaks? Like this governor in Virginia, we keep the baby comfortable anyway. I mean, it's just like, what? And the directive has come down. Normalize killing children. Normalize killing everybody. Just kill, 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 kill. Bernie Sanders, America will never be a socialist country. Bernie Sanders, a crook that robbed universities and just a swindling, just sack of inhuman trash, lobbying that, oh, socialism is the way to go when the big bankers he works for want socialism for the general public because they're exempt from it. Just a sack of garbage. An insecure, demonic, praying person. Just every minute of his life is spent about how he is the best and he's better than you and he's going to get control of you. I'm telling you right now, Bernie Sanders got control of America. It'd be Lenin-level red terror. Christian churches would be burned down coast to coast. People would be hanging up by their feet. You know, just like they did with the Arab Spring. The same globalist fund of the Arab Spring because they hate Christians and they hate women. And they hate the Western Renaissance egalitarian system because it'll take us past the stars. Past infinity. Because infinity is only in this universe. And he knows it. And he's literally a gatekeeper sellout who purchase. In fact, let's play the clip. I'll go to your calls. Here's Bernie Sanders. This worm. This demon. Perched on our chest, trying to suffocate us. And he's just this arrogant degenerate. Here he is.
Here in the United States, we are alarmed by the new calls to adopt socialism in our country. America was founded on liberty and independence and not government coercion, domination, and control. We are born free, and we will stay free.
And there's the enemy right there. Look at that sack of crap. I'm so scared. I mean, how do you even respond to something? If you're a radio listener, you're so lucky not having to look at Bernie Sanders. Didn't have a paying job till he was 42 years old. The definition of a total sociopath. And he's so pissed you've got a soul. He's so pissed you're a good person. He hates you so much. Every moment of his day is just, how does he hurt people? How does he poison America? He went to Russia where they had Christians in death camps and celebrated and danced in the streets with his shirt off, satanic dances. And he wants to hurt you so bad, and he will if you let him. Your calls are 1 minute away.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Is this some conspiracy? Crucified for no sins. Stuart Rose is coming up. I'm going to host some of the next hour when I will interview Joe Rogan. Satire included. So look for that start of the next hour. Let's go ahead. Joe will be like, and did he? Said I was coming on, but I wasn't. And it wasn't true. It's called satire, buddy. By the way, brought to you by Jack Dorsey's butt plug. Sorry. Getting better. Getting better. I just... Best part of the song right here. Crank it up. Cemetery Gates, man. Gotta go walk by those sometime. All right, I'm going to your phone calls. Joe, Bill, Alex, Andrew, Rudy, Judy, Debbie, Ted... Doyle, Cameron, Brad, who's up first here? Who should I go to first? You got to love the globalists tricked us into their social networks, made it 90% of the internet, and now use it as a bully tool while claiming they're not censoring. What a group of crooks. Let's go to Doyle first in the great state of Indiana, where Mike Pence hails from. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, God bless you, Alex. I have a question. They're using the term post-birth abortion. My question is, what's the time limit after the birth to kill the baby? Because I'm almost 60, and I could be, you know, I'm post-birth. And the fact that you said it's an alien invasion, and when they abort babies, they suck their brains out. And it's like the movie Starship Trooper, where you have these big bug aliens that suck people's brains out.
Brain bugs, I mean, exactly. They're telling you the whole deal. Well, the Satanists do eat baby brains. That's their favorite. That's the delicacy. It's been confirmed. Jimmy Savile did it. Joe Rogan's like, Jones is crazy. He says that Jimmy Savile was having sex with dead kids and eating their brains. It's in the BBC. I mean, I know it sounds like I'm crazy because that's crazy. But if I'm telling you that I saw a homeless person on the side of the street eating their own feces, I'm not the crazy one. I'm like an anthropologist, a sociologist telling you what I saw. But Joe is either knows what's going on and is covering it up, or he just can't believe it. But you're absolutely right. You bring up this whole situation. Here's the deal. Baby parts and organs are up to $500,000 per baby, depending on how you do it. But if you can keep them alive and blood test them, then you're able to get donors, people, recipients ready. You can get hundreds of thousands of dollars. A baby's probably only worth like $100,000 on the chopping block if you sell it to a medical research facility when the baby's cold. But if you can get the organs out, get them on ice, get them ready, then you get a lot of money. So they keep these babies alive a couple weeks. I tell the mother, you decide your baby's got a problem, my love. That's actually what the governor is, a surgeon that did this, we now know. That's why he's such an expert. And then the mother's like, okay, she's all drugged up. She signs the forms. The baby's kept alive a week on a special wing, special nurses, special doctors. And then, yeah, exactly. Now it's like suddenly, oh, post-birth abortion, 8 pound, 9 pound, 10 pound, 7.6 pound. That's the average. I was 7.6 pounds, the average. That's what's going on. And then it's all just, the government don't need to get involved here. Like the good governor said, we take care of it back there in the special wing of the hospital. And so that's the next big shoe drop. Why they want me off air, because I'll take you the next level. Why is he hiding in plain view that they kill him after? Because they need the bills, because people are now onto it. You know, Planned Parenthood's been caught. Criminal indictments have happened. A bunch of settlements have happened because they're keeping the babies alive. I'm going to say it again. It's like a fish tank. Let's say the fish are organs. If you keep the water going, what happens with the fish? They stay alive. So if you're wanting to sell some fish, you wouldn't take the plug out while you were putting ads on eBay for your saltwater tank. You'd keep them feeding them and taking care of them. Because you could probably sell those fish in that saltwater tank for $1,000. I got a saltwater tank. It's probably got $1,000 of fish in it. Okay? I mean, some of those fish are like 8 years old, so I'm taking care of it. But the point is that some of those fish were like $500 a piece. So if I unplug it, they all die in about a day. And I don't get anything except this tank sale. But if I keep the air going, $10,000. So, see, you got to keep the little baby. We keep them comfortable while we get ready for all the airplanes land. They've got the ice chest. And then the procedure happened and the organ sold. Now, is that diabolical, Doyle?
Oh, my gosh. It's beyond diabolical. It's just, I think Americans cannot process the evil of the left. We just can't imagine it. We can't process it. And that's why they're getting away with so much of it.
Exactly. It's like another language. It's like, what?
Yeah. Can I say one other thing?
Go ahead, brother.
I was just wanting to ask you, I think that if you wrote a book and put it in multiple translations, you'd get around the censors and you would sell 100 million copies.
The only problem is they death threat any publisher. They fire everybody. Sir, if you knew the stuff behind the scenes, it's. I mean, I don't make a big deal out of it because, I mean, I'm not a little kid getting chopped up, so I don't want to act like I'm under it. I mean, I expect to be under attack, but it's cuckoo land attacks. But, yes, we do want to try to put some books out. We do want to get the basics out and then get around. But, I mean, people understand. It's like you can still get T-shirts today at InfoWars. You can still get products. They're trying every minute to shut us down. They're working around the clock, and I agree. I need to make a film that's a magnum opus, and I need to put a book out to just say, here's my testament, and here's what's going on, and we just need to get it done. The problem is I'm so busy at the parapet in constant war that I can't get down into the into the study and actually put together a final transmission. And I don't want to be dramatic, but, I mean, I think everybody knows we're kind of, I have to sit here every day going, well, do I tell people we're in a lot of trouble, which is true, or I just keep fighting, and I just can't seem to sound the retreat. So I'm just going to stay here at the point as long as I can, and I believe in you. I believe in God, and I appreciate you, brother. God bless, Doyle. And I appreciate this crew, too, putting up with me. It's a very, very crazy point in this universe. Let's go to Debbie. Debbie in New Jersey. Debbie, thanks for calling. I really appreciate you. Go ahead, Debbie.
Thanks, Alex. I'm not going to tell you how great you are. I'll just tell you that you stink. And you stink so bad that we take your stickers and we put them on our checks and envelopes, and every time we mail something out, we make sure everybody knows we support InfoWars.
Thank you.
We also magically... they appear on stop signs, too, down here. But the thing I found most interesting about the speech was the abortion issue as well. The fact that he said that not securing the border was an immorality, and his genuine salute to the veterans was very touching. We really enjoyed that. That was nice.
Oh, yeah. Trump's the real deal.
Yeah. Yeah, and the shifting of Nancy Pelosi with those dentures, I wanted to just slap that bitch right across the mouth. I'm so sick of her ugly face.
I am too. God, she's a demon. I'm glad that God put term limits. I'm sad my grandmas and grandpas are dead, but you know what? Death's a term limit on evil people, and it's a term limit on good people too, but you know, she's got a term limit. She's got an expiration date.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you check out Schumer's evil eyes? His face looks like a witch mask.
Oh, exactly. He's flaming evil.
Yeah. Yeah, he makes me. He probably makes me more.
You know that this is from good sources. His boyfriend is Anthony Weiner. Seriously.
I believe you. Nothing surprises me.
Let me finish up with you, Debbie, and then we've got Stuart Rhodes popping in, but he's going to take calls with us. He's got a lot to say. We got more of these clips. You're on fire. I want to hear from you and then Judy and others. Folks, I don't want to get up here with all this dark stuff, but it's going on. So let's just admit it. Let's own up to it, and let's face it. Let's do it. The children are counting on us. For ourselves, for our children, for us all. Let's just do it. Let's commit.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And Stuart Rhodes riding a shotgun with us and taking calls. We're all talking about the same thing. Founder Oath Keepers. Veteran, constitutional lawyer, good friend of mine. You know, I really fought with this last night and this morning. I kept watching the clip. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. 15 times, 6-7 times last night, 10 times this morning. My wife at breakfast is like, why do you keep watching? I said, there's something about this clip where Trump defends not killing babies after they're born, and the Democrats all boo and get pissed. I was like, this is the best clip of the night. And then it hit me. No, it's the worst clip. We are so far down the rat hole of Satan's whatever it is, that now saying we shouldn't kill already born babies is rare. I want to finish up before we go to Stuart Rhodes. Debbie holding over. Funny you said that. Everybody in the studio last night and today said, and I'm not calling for violence against Pelosi, God, never, but they just want to slap the dentures out of her face. The weird, neurotic clicking and everything. And then Kamala Harris frowning and shaking her head when we were stopping child kidnappers. No, you're not. You know, you're. And Alexandria Cortez, you know, won't clap when we talk about stopping sex slavery. I mean, these are freakazoids. And their extremism has gotten so bad that the very worst of them becomes the blue ribbon, the pole position, the standard. So finishing up, Debbie, because you were on fire earlier, it's not about hating them. It's, for me, it's about, it's embarrassing. Like, how do we have a group of people this bad, this evil, this stupid ruling over us? It makes me feel like crap.
You know what, Alex? It's because we're on such an elevated plane. The people who are awake, we're so elevated in this dimension that it sickens us and makes us so ill physically. It's just, it's so hard to look at people like that and want to even be kind to them because they just turn your freaking stomach. But the other thing I wanted to say is Cortez, she looks like a rabid Boston Terrier with those bulging eyeballs of hers, too. She really is demonic.
Can laugh about her, and I do, but it's like Beto in that, in his fake voice and how corrupt he is. It's like, this is their superstars, Beto O'Rourke and Alexandria Cortez. These people are idiots. And I'm not trying to be mean. It's just true.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is. It is. Alex, I'm going to let you go, but I want to let you know that my husband and I have every T-shirt, every product. We give it away. We gift it because we love you. We love the Info Warriors and everybody there that works there. We really think the world of you people. And I send Reiki to David when he was going for his surgery. I'm a Reiki master. And we are also lifetime oath keepers. Thank you, Stuart Rhodes. We love you. Thank you.
Well, God bless you, Debbie. And let me just say this. I was in meetings this morning with accountants at the lawsuits they've got against us. And we beat like 15 of them, so they filed like five more. And I was just looking at this, and it was like, the enemy turns up the heat. You give us product purchases that just meet the level we need. We need financial support, folks. We need to say that. It's insane the attack we're under. And the fact that we've sustained thanks to you is amazing. So thank you all. Stuart Rhodes, constitutional lawyer, veteran, founder of Oath Keepers, oathkeepers.org. So much happening. Very powerful speech. I wish he would have gotten into more internet censorship because his new NAFTA rewrite, you know, obviously gives the tech companies a lot of power. That'll get negotiated in Congress. You also worked in Congress for Ron Paul. But just your overall snapshot, Stuart Rhodes, of what we saw last night. And the 76% in major polls, even though they're fake polls, that probably means 85%, 90%. This was a big victory where they actually got to hear the president. What's your view?
Yeah, exactly. I think he did very well at presenting himself as a sincere uniter who cares about the American people across the board. And the prison reform in particular cuts against this, you know, the false label of him being racist, because obviously prison affects so many black people. As we all know, they tend to go to prison for drug crimes far more than whites who use cocaine. It's just well known. One thing I do think he could do is go even further down that road is by legalizing marijuana at the federal level and advocating for that and pledging that even if the Republicans, quite a few of them won't do it, even if they won't do it, then he will pardon people who are nonviolent drug possession prisoners in federal prison.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Mass pardons.
Absolutely. It would drive a massive wedge on the left and bring even more people into the walkaway movement, which is what you need. You need to go out there and find the people who have been brainwashed by the left and conditioned and find a way to reach them. And I think drug legalization of marijuana at the federal level is it's a constitutional thing to do. It's the right policy constitutionally. Leave it to the states, but it would drive a massive
You've got a lot of points to make, but let me ask you this question. And he's tried to that. He's been blocked by Sessions and others. Maybe it'll get through now, but that's common sense. It makes sense. Why are the left so tone deaf to shake their head when we're going to free women and sex slavery or children, or we're going to stop MS-13? And the Democrats are so defensive of that. From my intel, which is not just intel, the left's working with the smugglers, skimming money off all these legalization lawyers, immigration lawyers. I mean, we're talking about their soldiers, not just Antifa, but the real is MS-13 Mexican mafia. That's why they're so defensive of it.
Well, sure, but you have to differentiate between your average rank and file supporter of the left or voter of the Democratic Party and the leadership and the intelligentsia. Of course, you're never going to reach them. They're unreachable. The Cortezes of the world and Bernie Sanders, they're all ideological Marxists. But the average college student can be reached. And the one way to reach them is I think prison reform did a good job, but I would also decriminalize marijuana and set those people free as well. That would be a massive wedge. It could be a huge watershed moment.
No, I agree. I'm just saying, what is wrong with the Democrats to boo when Trump says we don't want to kill babies already born? I mean, they're even more evil than I thought. I know they're into this, but now they're out in the open?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's what worries me, is they believe that they have a lock on political power, so sure that they can go ahead and take the mask off and show what they really are. And it must be because they believe that they have successfully outmaneuvered Trump on the immigration issue. And they're going to have, massive numbers of new voters. That's the only thing I can think of, is they plan on, even the walk-away movement is not really bothering them, because they can figure out, well, eventually we'll have 30 million or 40 million new Democratic voters by bringing in illegal aliens and giving them the right to vote. So Trump has to stop that. And that's another thing he didn't do last night. He did pretty decent on talking about the sex slavery, but really he should have had a survivor of sex slavery there in the front row. A young female who had been taken here as a child and forced into sex slavery. And he should have been blunt about what they endure, being forced to, being raped by 30 men per day as customers of the cartels. That's a pretty horrific experience. And so to have that front and center and having the Democrats sit there silent and not applaud her would have been even a better victory for them.
I demonize Democrats and then sometimes think, oh, did I go? No, I can't go far enough. They are just such scum. It's like the other caller said, because we're not into evil, we just can't even imagine it. It's from another planet, literally. We'll be back with Stuart Rhodes, more phone calls, State of the Union Club straight ahead. And then I'm going to interview Joe the Snake Rogan, the star of the next hour. You'll want to stay with us for that.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Back live broadcasting worldwide. Stuart Rhodes is our guest, founder of Oath Keepers, constitutional lawyer, patriot, veteran. I'm going to go to your phone calls now because you're all on the same topic. We're all here together. I'm going to host in the next hour, push Roger Stone back 30 minutes. God bless him. He knows that's part of hosting the fourth hour. Sometimes I take over. But I wanted to bring this up to Stuart Rhodes. Stuart, what did you think was the best part of the speech versus the worst thing? Because you heard that paradox I got into earlier, where I was like, oh, it's great he defended already born babies. But it's like, no, that's really Twilight Zone horrible. And I'm not trying to be demoralizing here. I just like, this is pathetic that this guy's embattled because he says don't kill already born babies because they want to get their organs. They want to set the precedent to keep them alive because, again, they can parlay out the body parts so they can keep them alive a week or so and get the jets ready and the ice ready and, make money. Their argument's like, hey, this baby's worth $500,000, Let's not just assanguinate its blood and collagen for high-end cosmetics for women's lips. Let's get full dollar on this, but you got to kill born babies. So they moved that ball down the field.
And he should have called them out on that. I believe he should have been very overt about the money that Planned Parenthood makes and then how they contribute then to the political careers of all of these legislators who benefit directly from it. He should have been very overt about that. I think he did a good job, but I think he could have been more aggressive when it comes to calling him out on the worst of their own agenda. It's very hard to defend. I think plenty of people, even on the political left, are starting to wake up because of the overt infanticide.
Well, exactly. They tried to steal the election from Ted Cruz, who I think is a great guy overall. I mean, super smart, great patriot. I mean, compared to Beto O'Rourke, it's like night and day. But the word is, I've talked to so many Hispanic Texans and others, they tried to steal it. They thought they had to steal about 10 points. But so many Hispanics learned that he was for late-term abortion, they just couldn't do it. I think that's the Achilles heel of the globalists trying to brainwash Hispanics into being leftist is, if we reach out to them and point out, hey, they're the party of killing babies, that it's like, you know, even the archetypal Tony Montana of fiction wouldn't kill kids. No women, no kids. I think this is a lie in the sand, like you said.
That's an excellent point. They're very much culturally conservative. And, of course, they've been brainwashed and conditioned by the left to think that the left is the only ones that are going to stand up for them. That's why Beto goes by Beto, right? He's not even any part Mexican. He's an Irish guy. But they're doing the identity politics thing. But I think you're absolutely correct. It's much like the spirit killing turned off a lot of Hispanics, or the spirit, what do they call it?
Spirit cooking, the Aleister Crowley stuff.
Exactly. That cost Hillary quite a few votes. I think the infanticide in your face, demonic infanticide, will do the same thing. You're right.
Because people say whatever they say in polls, but if people get like, if I vote for killing babies that are already born, I'm in bed with the devil. I mean, this is exactly. It doesn't get any clearer now, does it?
No, it doesn't. That's exactly right. And you just make that connection and say, look, this is not about, you know, me hating women. That's why it's so important also to hammer on the fact that tens of thousands of children and young women are brought into this country as sex slaves by the cartels. Hammer on that. Educate the American people the reality.
I agree. Why do you think Harris and Cortez on video shook their heads and got mad when Trump said we're saving women and sex slavery and children? I mean, they know the optics. What are they signaling there?
Well, they're trying to signal this is all bullshit, that's not true, that somehow Trump is lying. That's why he needs to have a survivor standing right there. He needs to explain it and teach them. It's like Ross Perot had his charts and explained to the American people what was coming. He should be very...
No, I agree. He should have had like 20 women and 10 children that were sex slaves. It'd have been game over.
Exactly. Precisely. That's what he should do. And the same goes for the cartels. He needs to educate the American people about the reality. What he should have done with that is said, look, this is just like when Pancho Villa raided across the American border and killed 8 U.S. soldiers and 10 civilians, and Wilson responded with the military. But the cartel now is far worse than Pancho Villa. They've killed far more Americans. But educate Americans to our own history, that it took the U.S. Army on the border before there was any border patrol to secure the border. There were forts all along the border, and started laying the groundwork for his eventual necessity of using the military to secure the border again. Make sure they understand the cartels are international terrorist organizations.
Funding ISIS. So let me throw this at you. I thought Trump was going to declare an emergency a few months ago, as the word was. He backed off it. Then he let them have the government shutdown that took billions of the economy out every week instead of just being executive. It's time to declare the emergency in like a week.
I agree. But that's why he should have laid the groundwork. He should have said, you know, it's like his strategy. You can see
why. No, I get it. Lay the predicate.
Right. Yeah. Lay it out. So now he has gotten the Democrats to show their true colors of being obstructionist, not willing to work with them, et cetera. And on the 15th, when they refuse again to compromise, he needs to then say, this is why I must do exactly what President Wilson did in 1916 when he ordered Black Jack Pershing to take it to Pancho Villa and his bandits. Same thing here. The cartels are just like Pancho Villa. In fact, worse, far worse than Pancho Villa. As far as I know, Pancho Villa wasn't sex-slaving women and children. The cartels are. They are like ISIS. They are the Western Hemisphere version of ISIS. He needs to hammer that home.
All right, that's incredible. We got to come back and rush through calls here. But since I mentioned it, let's go to a few of these clips. This Trump slams wealthy politicians for having walls. Exactly. It's like having a car doors or a screen door on your house. Like, of course your country has barriers. Here it is.
Tonight I am asking you to defend our very dangerous southern border out of love and devotion to our fellow citizens and to our country. No issue better illustrates the divide between America's working class and America's political class than illegal
immigration. God, Pelosi's so hard to look at.
Wealthy politicians and donors
push for open borders while living their lives behind walls and gates and guards.
I mean, a country is about your border. I mean, that's the first part of a country is its ethos, and then its border, and then its military. I just... Look at these Democrats. I mean, these are demons. I just... Bunch of criminals.
Meanwhile, working-class Americans are left to pay the price for mass illegal immigration. Reduced jobs, lower wages, overburdened schools, hospitals that are so crowded you can't get in, increased crime, and a depleted social safety net.
Man, you look at those Democrats, how self-satisfied they look when they know that the globalists have collapsed Latin America and now they're doing it here. I mean, these are some cold-blooded people. Here's another clip of the president. We're not going to get it all in, but southern border security, the victims. I'll go to your calls when we come back. I apologize. We're going to go right to your calls when we come back, and we'll do it. We got a minute and a half to break. I'm going to tell you again, oathkeepers.org. Go get a T-shirt. Support what Stuart's doing. He does great work. InfoWars. I do not want to make our enemies happy, and, you know, I don't really engage in Machiavellian stuff where I try to, like, calculate everything. I just go with the truth. And so there's different thoughts like, well, let the globalists know they're hurting you. They'll attack more. But if you don't let the listeners know they're hurting you, then... Look, I just go with the truth. We need listeners to understand that they put stories out in the news that I'm worth $500 billion so that no one supports us, okay? I'm worth $5 million. And that's the cost of this company that they say I'm valued, a bunch of equipment and cameras that's almost worthless if I got shut down. It's all obsolete a year after. I don't have anything but a house. I'm not about money. I'm committed to fighting these people and my crew and the great work they're doing. But I need you to buy products, and you need them. And then I can fight the globalists and I can win. You are literally the air which we fly through, or the water through which we swim. We've got the best products, from the fish oil to the X3 to all of it, InfoWarsStore.com. I need your financial support. Sign up for the coffee. Sign up for all of it. Get 10% off on AutoShip. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Pancho fell. He left his living in cheap hotels. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few. For Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. And now.
And now he's growing old.
Stuart Rose is our guest, oathkeepers.org. Don't forget, the enemy is working around the clock to destroy us. They believe metaphysically that if we can be taken down, they somehow win. They want our heads. They want to mount our standard to their wall. So I tell you, support InfoWars, because I never intended to be in this position, but we are seen as the standard in the fight. We're seen as the scalp to take, the head to chop, the fortress to bring down. Let's not give the enemy what they want. At least keep me in the fight a little longer. Part of me gets tired, and sometimes they take me out of the game, but then I think about the children, the innocents, and the duty we have to carry this fight on. And to have that long stamina. Stuart Rose is our guest. We're taking phone calls right now. Judy in Florida, you're on the air worldwide. Your take on what's happening, the censorship against Christians, conservatives, and what's happening. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's good to speak with you again. Yes, I was listening during marketing yesterday to Paul Joseph Watson talking to you, and the whole subject of the censorship of conservatives and Christians, just people, you know, on the right, have to stop very soon, because I agree with him. Trump will not get elected again if we don't have the type of strength in the marketplace we used to be online.
Well, yeah, exactly. The globalists were arrogant before and ignored us. But Stuart, that's the question I want to actually raise you up front. I'm glad a caller did. And it's Taylor, Judy, for a comeback, a response. But, I mean, that's Trump's greatest failing is that he's letting them, you know, this new NAFTA deal gives telecoms anything they can do, the big tech. He, in that area, he's letting them kill him. I mean, it's like, as you know, the censorship is just unbelievable.
Yeah, and he has not spoken out enough against that or even at all, as far as I can tell. You're right. He's the hammer on this suppression. It's Orwellian suppression of free speech. He does call them out as fake news, but he needs to go to the other side of the coin, which is just also the censorship. They're not just lying about the truth. They're stopping the truth.
What I mean, you're a constitutional lawyer. You worked in Congress, Stuart. What do you think the president should do right now? I mean, I want antitrust. They're violating Section 230. I mean, he's got them. It's insane.
Yeah, precisely. I mean, you know, it's the same frustration we have about why are there no prosecutions for the open harboring of illegal aliens. So you can say, well, he's concerned about, you know, political backlash. When you're going after antitrust, when you're going after, you know, clear suppression of free speech and collusion and conspiracy, then I think it's a different story. He needs to go after them for that and hammer on them and say, I'm here for free speech for all Americans. I don't care what your political background is. And he should make a point of doing the same thing to any right-wing outlets of doing the same kind of stuff, if he could find one. He should be fair about that, but it needs to happen.
It's a total existential threat. I mean, it's for all the marbles, and that's why they work around the clock to shut InfoWars down, because they know the president, when he does see our info, looks into it and responds. Well, they can't stop you at rallies. They can't stop you calling Congress. They can't stop you writing letters to the president. They can't stop you. You, folks, it's not stop saying it's me or Stuart. It's all of us. We're all warriors in this fight. Judy,
yeah,
anything
absolutely.
Else?
Put another email to the White House, whitehouse.gov /contact. People should be writing as often as they see fit, because they do have a voice with the president through email, at least while the stupid government shutdown is still in effect.
Absolutely. Thank you, Judy. We're going to go to Andrew in Florida. Talks about the devil takeover of this earth. If it ain't the devil running it, it might as well be. It's just as bad as the archetypal devil I heard about. So, Andrew, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First, I have to plug Patriot Blend Coffee. Listen, it's so much better than Joe Rogan's caveman coffee. Let me tell you, I do not get no heartburn with Patriot Blend. But the reason why I called is the devil, yeah, really did took over. Because if you think about it, this goes back to the Georgia Guidestones. I mean, why do you think they're going with this abortion route? Because they're trying to depopulize a generation, the upcoming generation. I mean, think about it. I mean, once that they're done with that operation, we're next. That's why we have 5G and solar to kill us. So they're trying to make us.
No, I hear you. I mean, the whole globalist program is about anti-human, end expansion, end productivity, end the Renaissance. I mean, I don't believe in aliens. I don't cover aliens. The globalists act like they're aliens trying to end human expansion. I mean, if you just sit back and like look at like what's going on here, it's an absolute attack on the species. Thanks for the call, Andrew. Your take on that, Stuart Rose?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's really a natural outcome of Marxism. This is what Marxists are. They're anti-human, they're anti-nature, they're anti-life, and they're totalitarian. What's going to come next is going to be euthanasia. And if they can openly kill children after birth, then they can kill anyone at any stage of life, and they will. That's what's coming next. They're conditioning the American people to accept this. It's like a game of chicken. They're saying, hey, now we're going to come out in the open, and we're still going to prevail politically. And if they can successfully prevail politically in New York, despite being open advocates of infanticide, then they'll think there's no stopping them. So we have to stand up and say that this is unacceptable, and we have to pressure the president, the Supreme Court, to take action to put a stop to it as fast as possible.
That's right. They want to not let us kill Charlie Manson, but who admits he killed people. But, oh, you want to kill a baby? Sure, go ahead. It's like, because they can't speak for themselves. It's like the most bullying, villainous thing you could imagine. And they're, did you see how excited Governor Cuomo and those Democrats got when they signed the bill to kill kids after they're born? It was like they were having orgasms. I mean, because they're Satanists. It was like, in front of everyone, we're going to kill babies. Yeah! It's like Maleficent in The Little Mermaid when she gets the contract. I mean, it was just like, oh my God, this is like Ted Bundy wasn't this evil.
And the more you can expose it for what it really is, the better. And I think there's a video out there of a former abortion doctor describing in front of Congress exactly what it looks like for a third, it was a second trimester abortion. It was very graphic, his explanation. That's what you need to do is bring out more witnesses too. This is the reality of what happens.
We have to humanize.
Here it is.
We have to humanize.
Yeah, exactly.
God almighty. Yeah. I Stuart, I'll be honest with you. You know, you've been a veteran and a lawyer, worked in Congress, and I've done a lot of stuff in my life, 45 years, but just like, I just don't even get these people. I don't know how you act like this, why they're so committed to evil. What's wrong with these people?
Well, they have been conditioned as well. I mean, they've conditioned themselves. And this has been one of the left's goals, I think, or at least the leadership, has been to brainwash and condition people just like any totalitarian society, so that they have a disassociation with reality. That you can go ahead and show them a videotape of an ultrasound of a child moving and yawning, et cetera, and they still insist that that's not a human life. But the real answer for them is that they don't care. That yes, that's a child, but so what? We still have the right to kill it because it's utilitarian.
Yeah, they're selfish pigs. And so, but when they get killed, it's a big deal, though. And don't they get that, like, they're summoning something that's going to be, because I don't want any violence offensively, but, I mean, let's be honest, Stuart, they're really summoning something. I mean, because what are they going to do when people say, hey, you don't have a life?
Well, I feel like a German in Nazi Germany who is looking and you know the trains are running, you know your neighbor's being taken to the death camps. You know, what are you going to do? Are you going to do like Soros did and turn on your neighbors, or are you going to man up and stop it? That's kind of where we're at. And this is starting to get to the pushing point where not only do they not deny it, but we can't deny it. And what do? When children are being murdered right there in our own country. We just sit back and let
it
happen.
If we don't take action, we now become accomplices.
Exactly. So I think Trump needs to take the spearhead. He did a little bit last night, pretty good work on it, but he really needs to hammer. And he needs to ask the Supreme Court to put a stop to it. He needs to do an emergency petition.
I agree, because, I mean, whatever you want to call it, the left has gone completely insane. And they're taking it, I think, on purpose. They're taking us to a point of no return, and they just want that physical conflict. And then once it happens, they are going to squeal and beg. And I don't want to be like this, folks, but if we, you know, once things kick off, if they do, we can show no mercy because no mercy was shown to these children. Stuart Rhodes, I really appreciate you. Oakkeepers.org. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
Do you agree with my point about, though, if they, at a certain point, like, they didn't give the children mercy?
Well, we have to always be Christian in our response, but you can still fight and defeat your enemies, just like you did with Nazi Germany or any other totalitarian.
But they're going to, I'm saying, they're going to beg, though.
Well, put them on trial. They should be tried for
exactly. Put their asses on trial. Something's happening here.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, Brad and Rudy, we're going to you here in a final segment with Stuart Rhodes, and then Joe Rogan in studio. Big satire warning, obviously. Not Joe. Oh, but I'm so cool. He called me last night and answered the phone. But that's coming up because it's about the globalist next weapon against America. We've got to cover it. Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers is our guest. Let's go ahead and go to Brad in Pennsylvania. Brad, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Thanks, Alex, and happy early birthday to you. Love everything you do. You're awesome. Anybody who hates on you, just let it go, including Joe Rogan. I know it, you know, you're a fighter, and I don't blame you for standing up for, against any kind of illegitimate stuff like that. But don't waste your time on it because it's not productive. That's just my feeling.
No, I mean, I tend to agree with you. He's just become like Jack Dorsey wants the global currency to be Bitcoin. He controls with this cashless thing he's rolling out, and then they're not telling you that they're violating SEC rules when they're doing it. So it just, like, the more I looked, I was like, gosh, this is way worse than I thought. You see what I'm saying?
I know where you're coming from. I've been listening to you for 15 years at least, and so I know exactly what you're thinking most of the time, and I'm right on board with everything.
Well, yeah, I feel guilty that I kind of halfway knew and ignored it for like a decade, and so now I'm just trying to like catch up. I don't know how to explain it.
No, and hey, your son pointed it out. Once Rex did that, I'm sure that fired you up. I don't blame you.
And it was my son said, get behind Trump, like when he first announced.
Hey, your son and your dad are the best, man. And I'm right there with you. When Mueller comes after you and your dad, that is BS, and everybody knows it. He knows your dad's probably.
I gotta say, there's something so powerful that my son and my dad are with me in this, and it's just like three generations. It's powerful.
God bless you, your dad, your son, and your girls, Alex, because that's where it all comes from, family. If anybody who doesn't have kids doesn't understand, because I'm sure some of them can, but when you have kids and you have a family, you're right, man. It just takes, it's a whole different level of feeling and understanding, and that's how you know. I used to be Democrat. I was raised Catholic, but then I went to the other side because I was, with earthly, worldly, sowed my wild oats. But then I came back around, and after listening to you and coming to my senses in the last 10, 15 years, I'm conservative now and glad I am. And I feel so much better about my life and about where I am. But I feel for people who are turned over to evil, and they, you know, we need to pray for everybody, but especially all the good people out there who need our help, because these are end times, it seems like, and I'm not, I don't know.
No, you're right, Brad. Beautiful things you've said. God bless you. Stuart Rhodes, closing comments on what Brad just said. I mean, this is what it's all about. I know you've got a lot of children as well. I mean, they give you incredible strength because then they really invest you.
Well, yeah, and this is our duty. It's not about us. We're only here for a short time, but it's about our children and grandchildren. I mean, if you don't defend your family, you don't defend the children of your country, then what good are you? That's the most basic and primal imperative, especially of us men as warriors. We need to be able to be willing and able to defend our own people and defend our own territory. It's a primal situation.
Why do so many men think it's cool to sell out? They think they're smart doing it, and I just want to strangle them.
Well, they'd be conditioned to believe that their own manhood is somehow, you know, caustic and dangerous. In fact, Jordan Peterson's got a pretty good article out about this right now, about how the Psychiatric Association is attacking manhood. And it's very blatant and clear.
It just came out and said masculinity is evil.
Yeah. You know, the reason why is they can't control you. I think it was one of that kickboxer, Anthony, what's his name, just talked about this as well. It's on our Twitter page. They want to stop masculinity because they fear men as warriors, because they know we can stop them. They know that we will stop them. So they want to neuter us and get rid of manhood.
It's a classic military attack. Take out the military.
I mean, take out the warrior class. Yeah, absolutely right.
God almighty. Ugh. All right. So Thank you, Stuart Rhodes. We'll talk to you soon. God bless you.
You too, man. God bless, brother.
More calls coming up, and I got this little piece coming up. I'll try to have some fun with it as best I can. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Boys and girls, take warning. If you go near the lake, sneaky snake. Now maybe you won't see him, and maybe you won't hear, but he'll sneak up behind you and drink all of your root beer. And then sneaky snake goes dancing, wiggling and a hissing. Sneaky snake goes dancing, giggling and a kissing. Snake, he laughs too much, you see. When he goes wiggling through the grass, it tickles his underneath. Well, sneaky snake drinks root beer, and he just makes me sick. When he is not dancing, he looks just like a stick. Now he doesn't have any arms or legs, you cannot see his ears. And while we are not looking, he's stealing all of our beer. And then sneaky snake goes dancing, wiggling and a hissing.
T. Hall bringing us in with Sneaky Snake. And we're trying to decide whether the Joe Rogan theme song should be Tom T. Hall's Sneaky Snake, or can we play Snake Farm, which is another. We got to play this. And again, the reason I want Joe Rogan is I went and looked at his sponsors. It's like all these Jack Dorsey companies, Twitter, and he doesn't tell people it's that. And it's like George Soros stuff. And then he's on air, like George Soros talking points every day. And then saying, Alex Jones is lying. I'm not giving out any George Soros talking points, but Media Matters says Alex Jones did this. That's literally George Soros. So I realized the way they're pushing him and all this, that CNN has no viewers. Joe has 10 million viewers, average podcast. Bigger podcast, like the one I was on, 45, 50 million people. So he's not deplatformed. I am. And then he wants to sit there while I'm tied up in the corner, they think. We're still reaching a lot of people. Those that really count, those that are tuned in and really care, he tries to shut me down. So, Joe, this is not satire. Joe did call me last night a couple times. I had the phone off and got the messages in the morning. And I don't really think there's anything for me and Joe to talk about. You know, Joe's like, I apologized to you yesterday if I hurt your feelings or didn't have you on, but you're in a bad place and you're mentally ill. And I don't even have time to watch it all. I guess he's done hours on this, but he's like, yeah, Jones is insane. He claims Jimmy Savile had sex with dead kids at hospitals and ate their brains. Dude, that's London Telegraph. That's BBC. In fact, just type in Jimmy Savile, sex with dead children. There's the Washington Post. And the Washington Post is whitewashing. It was alleged. No, it was confirmed. So look, dude, and he goes, Jones is a schizophrenic. Really, I've been around 45 years and started a media operation that nobody could challenge. And, you know, I have no criminal record, and I know how to tie my shoelaces. You know, I'm pretty, I can walk the line. I mean, I used to mountain climb. I could sit there and, like, be 500 feet up with, like, one arm hanging off. Pretty cool dude. You know, I'm not, like, I'm not scared. I'm not a schizophrenic on a street corner. Jimmy Savile would take children and lay out plastic all over the floor and then slit their throats ear to ear. And it came out in the news, Joe. And if you're a radio listener, I'm showing ABC News. He committed sex acts on dead bodies while volunteering in hospital. And if you read the police reports, they would eat the pituitary gland. Well, you think, like, because, like, Joe, like, goes, God, he's an incredible writer, though. He comes up with amazing stuff better than Stephen King. No, dude, I didn't come up with any of it. I didn't come up with Cortez booing Trump when he said we were going to stop sex slavery. I didn't come up with him saying we keep babies alive and take their organs on TV, man. The governor of Virginia. I got freaked out about it, Joe. So you sit there and maybe you're out there in your L.A. cocoon with your head up your culo. But, I mean, dude, I don't just say this stuff. They want me off the air to shut down the exposure of what they're into. It's an anti-child devil cult. When I learned that it was in WikiLeaks, the devil worship, the human sacrifice, the pedophilia, the Aleister Crowley stuff, and then the media just diverted onto a pizza place. I was like, oh my God, that the pizza place is a diversion, like a mockingbird saying its wing's broken, nothing. And they're there's no pedophilia in the world. Jones admits he's fake. We can't have him on air. Joe, I don't want on your stupid show, dude. I produced Loose Change that before they took the view counter down had 187 million views on Google Video. 187 million views, Joe. Back when you were eating donkey testicles on Fear Factor. And I made all these other films, hundreds of millions of views, billions and billions of views everywhere. I don't, please have me on. Please, Joe. Joe's like, we may have you on if you're good and sit down and you're good. Oh, let me sit then. Do I get a treat? Dude, you weren't on my radar. When you pulled all this, you went tracking radar, enemy assessed, targeting operations, enemy propaganda vehicle, destroy with extreme prejudice. Like, you just literally just got the program. Like, it's like, destroy. Headquarters. Destroy. Enemy. Key enemy. Maximum commitment, prime target, attack. Because, you see, it's not just that you're on the higher echelon evil. You're almost there, but you are a good pickings. You're cleared to fire, Joe. What that means is you're dead in my sights, son. So this isn't about men acting tough to men and me scaring you and all those stuff. You need to know, as a sneaky snake, what I'm going to do. So I joked around earlier and I said Joe Rogan is going to be on the show today. And then, of course, I said it was satire. He'll spin it and say, Alex lied and said I'd be on. I wasn't. It's a lie. But you won't show the clip because that's what sneaky snakes do. So if you're a TV viewer, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Rogan is now in studio with us. And let's do a document cam shot closer here, please. He's going to be interviewed. So it's like, hey, George Soros was on 60 Minutes and said he supported the Nazis. No, he didn't. George Soros cut Hitler's head off. I'm a sneaky snake. And I mean, this is what it is. Because here's the deal. If you paid Joe enough money, if you're Cash Square and Jack Dorsey, which is all confirmed, it's all over the news now, the insider trading investigation is going on. If you pay him, like you put coins into the snake, then the snake does whatever you want. Oh, thanks, Alex. Oh, yeah. I'm a sneaky snake now. So, again, if you're a TV viewer, this is not really Joe Rogan. This is because that'll be the headline tonight. Like, Alex Jones claimed Joe Rogan was on. But he really wasn't on. Jones engaged in incredible fake news. So, do we have Snake Farm queued up? All right, let's go out to break with Snake Farm. I like the other song, but I think this is actually Joe's official song. And so, Joe thought that, you know, he was with the establishment, and I didn't see what he was doing. But Joe, I don't really think you realized what was happening. Jiu-Jitsu Master. I don't think the Jiu-Jitsu Master understood what was happening. So when we come back, we're going to get to Sneaky Snake. But the good news is, seriously, new men's attire, 2020 apparel is going to be this, like, forget the boa. I mean, this is like absolutely incredible. When we come back, I'll get serious and take more of your phone calls. Then Roger Stone's going to take over. But I just had to talk about this. I just had to do this because I can't keep track of everything. And my listeners were mad at me about Joe Rogan. Like, aren't you hearing what he's doing? Aren't you? And I was like, no, I'm busy doing stuff. I've only got 20 years. And then I see his responses back. I see the disinfo. Snake Farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake Farm. Yeah, so, I mean, Joe Rogan's experience is brought to you by Snake Farm Insurance. And if you want your country burned down and pedophiles to have sex with your kids and Jack Dorsey to run a world currency where if you bitch about it, he takes it away from you, then you're all about the Snake Farm. Snake Farm. Just Joe with your child. She's got a keen sense of humor. She got a tattoo down her arm.
Got a keen sense of humor. She got a tattoo down her arm. It's of a python eating a little mouse, wearing a sailor hat that says Snake Farm. Snake Farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake Farm, it pretty much is Snake Farm.
It's, you know, people ask, why are you someone that never end fights on such a Joe Rogan kick right now? And, you know, again, it's the condescension of Joe. Like, Joe, oh, I'm sorry, Alex. I want to be your friend. You know, maybe you can come on the show. Just be nice and stop. Dude, I didn't start attacking you because I wanted to get on your stupid show. You know how many times I've turned down $40 million in Bitcoin and $1 million a month in Bitcoin. And, you know, it's like, what planet are you on? Not for sale, man. You see my ass right here? See this? I've never broke it or sold it out to anybody. To quote Tony Montana, there's two things I don't break. And that's my word and my balls. And so Joe's this new Silicon Valley darling because they've compromised him. I don't know what. And then he misrepresents everything. He's like, we'll go back to your calls. Alex Jones says, I'm in the CIA, and he's a liar. Joe, I didn't say you were in the CIA. I said the entire group around you pushing DMT and ayahuasca, you can look up their names. They're involved in DARPA and major research projects of the CIA on record. We bibliographed all that. So don't change the subject, Joe. And then he gets into his next big lie. And his next big lie. Oh, Alex lied about me. He said that my family got threatened a few years ago, and that's why I sold out. But that never happened. And, you know, in that, there's a kernel of truth. Because Eddie Bravo, at dinner a couple years ago, after I'd already been on Joe's podcast, was like, I'll tell you, I think he got threatened. He got threatened, and he hangs out with these professors and these weirdos. And blah, blah, blah. So I go on air, and I say, you know, I think Joe's family's been threatened. And he goes, oh, my family didn't get threatened. No. And I'm like, okay, Eddie Bravo didn't say they got threatened. Eddie says it's that he thought you got threatened. And that turns into this whole thing about, I don't have Alex on. Alex isn't the captain of the football team, or Alex isn't the class president. Alex isn't invited to wear the sweater over his shoulders and tie it together, a little ascot, because he's a liar. I'm going to explain this to you again, Joe. I'm not coming after you because you didn't have me on your stupid podcast. Like, I've already been on everything. It's a joke. I'm pissed at you because when I started looking into you, when people said, why are you leaving this guy alone? And I was like, everywhere I looked, there's like all, it's like, I go, let me spot check this. Oh, my God, that's the worst. Oh, my God, that's like, I look over here like, oh, that's even worse. I go, well, let me just randomly check over here. Oh, my gosh, it's even worse. I mean, it's like, I like zoom in just to spot check what you're up to. And every time I tune in, it's like the Satan channel or something. And I don't mean the Satan channel, like hot cheerleaders and shooting guns. Woo, woo, woo. No, that's what the devil would have you believe. That's God's channel. God's channel is like women and kids and life and spaceships and awesome crap and everything. And like, you know, and the devil's like, oh, I did that. I did that. I gave you your wife or your husband. I'm the author of all those good things. That's what's frustrating about this. Is that I don't want to be in L.A. I don't want to be part of the system. And then there's this one person I know is part of it for whatever weird twist of fate over 20 years. And then, you know, I witnessed stuff from Joe that I would never even say on air. That is just outrageous. I mean, no wonder Joe doesn't have a lot of people around him. Because if you get close to Joe, I mean, you actually get in a hotel room with him at 6 a.m. in Las Vegas, you know, it's a little something different. And, you know, me, I'm like, hey, well, you know, here's the deal, son. You know, I don't think I'm going to be able to stop and not say all this stuff. You know what? Here's the problem. Here's the reason I've held back. If you go buy a Christmas turkey you're going to cook, you got to cook it right. You know what I mean? It's kind of like got to have some presentation to it. There's got to be some presentation to the cooking of the turkey and everything else. And so, here it is. You think I want to be part of your system when I want to burn you down. And your bosses have figured that out. Like, Alex Jones is not for sale. Just, it's already sold out. I signed on to the big command base, right? Oh, my God. I'm signed on to that. I'm just lucky I made the cut. I mean, I brushed up against people like you so much, I can't believe I'm dirty rags. I can't believe God even accepts me. I'm really lucky to be on the team. Let me just tell you that. And I'm counting on it every moment that God says, you attack these people and you take it to them all the way. Maybe I let you be with us. I'm like, yes, sir. Please take full control of me. And God goes, I don't do that. You're going to have to do this. And I'm just like, okay. So you're all trying to take DMT and get in contact with little floating retard demons from the pit of hell And I just want you to know, Joe, that there's a whole nother dimension and then on from that, and you're just not making the cut, Joe. I mean, do you really think in higher dimensions you see Joe Rogan walking around? You know, maybe he's got platform shoes that go up to the next dimension, like elevators. I mean, when you're walking around heaven on a big command base and you're like, oh, my God, I wish I had known this. You're like, yeah, get in the field. We've got a huge attack coming in. I mean, imagine when you get to the next level and you're like, oh, my God, I had no idea it was, oh, yeah. Can you imagine, like, looking back on Hollywood, looking back on these losers, and looking back, it's going to be a joke. We're going to say, that almost defeated us? That's what we almost sold out to? Like bugs to a bug zapper flying out to Los Angeles to bzz, 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 bzz. So if we all present our butt to the devil properly, he might decide to mount us. There you go. You know, Mueller and all these guys take themselves so seriously. There you go. Can't even do it properly. It's like, everything's backwards. Just get a little treat. So this is all about defiling their gods. It's all about burning bridges. Because God wants us to. I know there's no God. The first message of the devil worshiper is there is no God. Because they don't want you to know there's an escape. They don't want you to know there's a bridge. They don't want to know there's this whole beautiful thing right there. Like, oh, it doesn't exist. There's no hope. No, there is nothing but hope. But the devil tells you there's no God and then sneaks up so he can pretend it's God. You have to accept God. You have to say, God, I'm weak, but I love you, and I want free will, and I have free will, and I want you to come in and take control. And I want to then carry out the mission, not to get a bigger house or a jet airplane, but to engage people like this at point-blank range. I'll take a few final calls and Roger Stone takes over. All right, here's the deal. I've tried to go to all your calls, and Roger Stone's got some stuff
Alex
to cover.
Jones Show, because there is
he'll be on the War Room coming up today as well. But I can tell you right now that we got banned off 22 Facebook pages yesterday, and I looked these up; these weren't even our pages. And they said, "Oh, it's recidivism, like it's thought crime." It actually says people promoting Alex Jones, and in some pages had like 500,000. Followers, 300,000, 200,000, 100,000 followers, millions altogether. And I'm just like, the media's calling up, going, your pages got taken down. And I'm like, I went and talked to our people that are in social media. They go, no, two of them, we had fans that ran that we knew. One of them had like 500,000, another 200,000. But imagine using the term recidivism. Recidivism. That means like I robbed a bank when I was 20 and I get out of prison when I'm 35 and I go rob a bank again. Or I'm a child molester and I've raped two kids and I go to jail and I get back out. The recidivism policy. Yes. So, and they just do this to get a bunch of headlines. It's like we get less than 1% of our traffic from Facebook. It's dead. And then they're like articles everywhere. Get him off. Get him off. You know, a year ago it was like, oh, because he did something. Now they just go, he isn't allowed to be on the internet. So I've said this about 5,000 times, and I'll say it again for listeners. This isn't regular talk radio. It isn't regular TV. It's not regular stuff. It's toe-to-toe with the globalist, relaunching capitalism, Americana, pro-Christian society. And we're under major attack. And I can tell you right now that we didn't expand the shows last year like I intended. We didn't launch all the new stuff. And here, I'll just tell Roger in front of God and country. I already told Paul this 2 days ago. Paul and Roger Stone are on the chopping block. Because the money's not there. Money's not coming in to pay some of our employees. And, I thought about this a lot. It'll give the enemy a lot of excitement. You know, like, oh, no crap you're getting to us. My God, you already took most of our bank accounts away. We can't advertise online. All we've got is the listeners. People say, well, we don't want to bet on a loser. Well, then you just bet on yourself being a loser. Because InfoWars is a standard in the fight. it's seen as a symbol, a signet, a logo, a archetype that must be brought down. And, you know, a sick side of me has been in the fight 24 years on air. And the sick side of me is just like the responsibility of, like, I get up earlier in the morning easier than I ever did. When you're a kid, you can't get out of bed now. It's just like, I just get up because there's a mission. I'll be laying in bed with the God, this bed feels incredibly good. Well, I got to fight to get me. You're right on my bed. And so all I'm telling listeners is, in me, you've got a AI attack robot made of flesh and blood that is completely committed to fighting the globalist. But I need fuel. And the spectrum of media and systems, if you don't put fuel in the jet tank, I can't drop bombs on George Soros. I mean, I'll be stuck on the tarmac fantasizing about dropping bombs till the day I die. But I want to drop weapons, information weapons, not violent weapons. I want to engage and engage and engage and engage and engage until the cows come home. But I need, we already have great products you need. We already have BrainForce. We already have TurboForce, the new product. 50% off, big special one right now. We already have Ultimate Bone Broth. We already have Super Silver. No one got the private label of this. It's $40 in stores. It's FDA approved. It's the most weaponized silver on the planet, below the level that the same company sells as prescription. So I need everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com. I need everybody to go there and just realize that it's a war. Just buy your war bonds and get the toothpaste, get the coffee, get it all, and just take action. I'm going to let Roger take over here because I'm going to go to some meetings, and I'm sorry the callers we didn't get to, but I tried my best. Call me back tomorrow. It's just that, you know, you'd think the team that's like, let's not kill babies after they're born would be winning. But the media's like, Trump was evil to even say that. So I'm kind of like, I'm not a fatalist. But, you know, if humanity thinks it's normal to have medical doctors that are governors on TV saying we kill babies after they're born, then I'm not going to throw the towel in, but it's kind of like you've made your choice. And again, you can say Texas is Southern. I love Southerners, but there's a certain type of Southerner. In fact, cue it up. We're going to play it. Who's like a fake Southerner who like gets into it all effeminate and like, oh, just go to sleep while I slit your throat. He'll keep the baby comfortable. And we don't ask the women, won't it? Women, it's for the women. No, they're selling the organs. And these women, like cult members, sit there looking at him. These are sick freaks, man. And we can't beat them? Our president is extreme because he doesn't want to kill babies after they're born. Then, you know, at a certain point, they want to demoralize us. They want to make us give up. It's what they want. But here, let's play that clip of the governor with his mint julep. Here it is.
There are, you know, when we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother with
hey,
the
pause.
Consent.
Back it up. I don't want any violence, but I'm just hypothetically. What if the doctors said, let's tie him up with piano wire? And then, like, slowly use loppers to cut his toes off. Like, oh, the doctors had a consensus. We're going to hang you up by your toes, Governor, and we're going to slit your throat, but not before we cut your fingers off with pruning loppers. Oh, it'd be like, oh, my God, this is horrible. This is a human being. Don't do it. But he's going, we keep the baby comfortable. He's like, in his pants, like he's having this is a demon. I'm sorry. And I don't wish any harm upon him. I'm saying, like, what if the hospital said, hang Governor Northup up and then feed him into a wood chipper? We like, well, the hospital said, go, let's not get the government involved. So here's the governor.
There are, you know, when we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities. There may be a fetus that's non-viable.
Pause. There may be. No, they want to keep kids alive with dumb, young, poor mothers to get the organs because they keep them alive a week or so. They can sell them at higher prices. They're like, by the way, go back to by the way. Here we go.
a fetus that's non-viable. So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion. But again, we want the government not to be involved in these types of decisions.
Exactly.
We want the decision to be made by the mothers and their providers. And this is why, Julie, that legislators, most of whom are men, by the way, shouldn't be telling a woman what she should and shouldn't be doing with her body.
And so Trump says killing babies after they're born is wrong, and then Cortez and everybody gets upset. So Roger Stone takes over, and I appreciate him holding while I did this today. He'll take over next segment. I just, at a certain point, I don't know what to say anymore. I mean, if this effeminate trollop, this chicken neck with a weird little mullet that, like, goes down his neck, and he's all, and the baby, and they're going to decide, and he's like a big grotesque spider with these dumbass women sitting there. Look at those dumbasses. I mean, it's just like, good God. He's literally like this spider. Like, he's actually a pediatric surgeon. He's an organ harvester. That's his job. And he's just like, we're going to get them babies goodlies. Going to get them babies chitlins. Going to get all them little smacky goods. And you know what's wrong? Keep that baby comfortable. Going to take good care of that baby. When I'm not wearing my KKK outfit. I love my KKK. I'm governor North. Wow, I'm big man now. I'm big.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. You know, I agree with what Alex Jones just said. There's nothing really worse than a Southern white liberal. And what he described was infanticide. That's right, the murder of a born child. Donald Trump called him out last night. But contrast the situation with Governor Northam, who was found red-handed to have a yearbook photo of him either in blackface or in a Ku Klux Klan outfit. First he said, well, he apologized, that was him. Then he said, well, maybe it wasn't him, but he admitted that he'd been in blackface previously. Now compare that to Florida Secretary of State Mike Ertel. Mike Ertel was appointed Secretary of State by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, and when a photo of him surfaced in blackface, he resigned within 24 hours. You see, that's the difference between Republicans and Democrats, both of them wrong, but in this case, Northam trying to hold on to power. You saw that group of women clad in white last night during the president's State of the Union address. I haven't seen that many Democrats wearing white since they formed the Ku Klux Klan. No, last night was a Reagan-esque tour de force for President Donald Trump. Now, I personally have attended 6 State of the Union addresses during the 8 years of the Reagan presidency. But I must tell you, I never felt the kind of energy, the kind of dynamism that you could feel in the room last night, and I was watching on TV. I thought Ronald Reagan was the father of our greatest economic comeback until Donald Trump became president. And now America is open for business, and we finally have a president who puts America first. Contrast that with the disrespectful, even bizarre behavior of Nancy Pelosi. Shuffling through the papers while the president is speaking in an extraordinary display of disrespect and arrogance. In the meantime, I don't criticize her for not smiling because She has so much Botox, I don't think she can move her face. But the antics of the Democrats on the floor watching Octavia Cortez air slapping no one, slapping five with the air, was nothing less than bizarre. The president, I think, hit all the right notes. First, he talked about the major comeback of America's economy. 4.8 million new jobs, 500,000 manufacturing jobs alone. Those are the jobs Barack Obama said were never coming back. 300,000 new jobs in the last quarter, almost twice the estimate. Wage growth at an all-time high, and African-American and Hispanic unemployment at the lowest point since they began keeping those statistics. Then, of course, the president called out Robert Mueller and the deep state, because after 2 years and $30 million of your tax money, we still have no evidence of Russian collusion or any other crime that involves Russia and connects the Trump campaign to the Russian state. Let's face it, this is a move to remove our president. But the most troubling thing about yesterday was the stunning news that the War Room, which I co-host with my colleague Owen Schroyer, has been knocked off of Facebook. Folks, this is part of the same insidious, relentless campaign of censorship that is being wielded against InfoWars. Why? Because Alex Jones brings you the truth. Because Roger Stone brings you the truth. Because David Knight and Owen Schroyer and Millie Weaver and so many others on the InfoWar team give it to you straight, unvarnished, unedited, the stone cold truth, if you will. And that's why they want to take us down. What's the answer? Well, we're prepared to fight, but not if you don't have our back. I've got to be honest with you. I'm going through some very difficult days, as people know. But there's a new product, and I think people know I use the InfoWar products. I swear by BrainForce Plus, but TurboForce takes it to a whole new level. This product gives me the vitality and the energy that I need to fight 12 hours a day. It's round the clock for me these days, meeting with lawyers, giving interviews, preparing for my conversations here on InfoWars. So I can tell you firsthand, and I've used them all, this is the very best energy and vitality and focus product that I've ever used. The scientists who work closely with Alex Jones have taken it to a whole new level. And when you stack it with BrainForce Plus, you are turbocharging your focus, your energy, your vitality, your intellect. It's more than just a physical lift. It's a mental lift at the same time. So please recognize that we cannot continue to conduct the war against the deep state. We cannot continue to fight with George Soros and the insidious and corrupt intelligence agencies that are still sadly in the control of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama without your support. And the campaign of censorship that is being run against InfoWars is part of their master plan. It's not a secret to anybody that they want to take me down. They want to send me to prison for the rest of my life. And I want people to understand that the platform of InfoWars is vitally important in terms of my strategy for survival. If I don't have the ability to come to InfoWars and tell you exactly what's going on, tell you why an Obama-appointed judge is now considering slapping a gag on me and why I believe that gag will be challenged in court and could be overturned, because I can't come to InfoWars and tell you the story. No, when I go on any of these other channels, they give me little time and they try to edit what I say. Now, I'm not going to tell you chapter and verse about the charges against me, other than to say that a vital part of my strategy is being able to speak to you every day on InfoWars. It's the only way that you can get the truth. And as Alex Jones has said many times, part of the fight is for you to take the very best links, the very best stories, the things you find most compelling about what we say and report here at InfoWars, and send it to your email list. Put it up on your Facebook page, your Twitter page, your Instagram page. You've got to spread the word. You see, Alex Jones is like the Paul Revere of this revolution. He's the early warning system that tells you what's coming, and that's why they are so desperate to silence him. So please go to the Infowars.com store now. There's a lot of choices. You can buy one of our great nutraceutical products like Turbo Force or Brain Force Plus, or one my sister really likes, the turmeric formula, that is, I find, really good for people who are on their feet long hours. She's a waitress. She swears by it. Or you can buy one of our books or T-shirts, or you can just send a contribution, $25, $50, $100. $500. Yes, some InfoWarriors have even sent $1,000. But whether it is any of our nutraceuticals, any of our books, any of our T-shirts, you can rest assured that you're helping fund the fight for freedom. You're helping fund the fight for the First Amendment. You are helping fund the fight to preserve the U.S. Constitution. As someone who's targeted for extinction, I want to thank the many in the InfoWars community who have helped me, who have prayed for me, who have contributed to my legal defense fund, and who fight every day to make sure the platform of InfoWars is there so you can hear the truth. You don't have to depend on CNN. I don't get my news from CNN for the same reason I don't eat out of the toilet. I don't watch Fox half the time unless Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity or even Judge Andrew Napolitano, all good friends of mine, are on. I've tuned out Fox. But if you want to know the truth, if you want to get the full story, the unvarnished story, the stone cold truth, as it were, there's only one place. That's InfoWars. Alex Jones needs you to have his back. We all here at InfoWars need you to have our back. Go to the InfoWars.com store now and be generous. This is a fight for the future of Western civilization. This is a fight for our heritage and our culture and our freedom. We will never falter. We will never fold. We will never cut and run. We will never head to the high grass. But we need you to have our back. Thank you and God bless you for joining me here on The Alex Jones Show.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.